Victor's Landlords and Tenants Trust, Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, folks, Democrats still seem quite troubled as to what went wrong in the 2024 election. They keep offering various reasons why they lost the 2024 election. Those range from the failure of the meritocracy, according to David Brooks, to the utter disconnect of the American people, their racism, their sexism, their bigotry and homophobia, all of it. Well, the latest explanation comes courtesy of Kamala Harris's advisors. According to the Washington Post, senior officials with Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign say her defeat stemmed primarily from dissatisfaction among voters about the overall direction of the country and discontent over inflation and the economy, arguing those headwinds proved too strong for Harris to overcome in her sprint to Election Day. So, again, the idea here is that the Democratic Party platform is totally fine. It's just exogenous circumstances that change the math on the ground. It's just because of inflation, which nobody could control. It's just because of the stagnant economy, which is that really Joe Biden's fault? And it's because the American voters, they're just in a bad mood. And because they were in a bad mood, it was time for Kamala Harris to go. And this is a very convenient explanation for Democrats because it means they don't have to change anything. According to the Washington Post, officials credit President-elect Trump with success in targeting and turning out sporadic voters and using new media sources to speak to them, especially younger men. They acknowledge Democrats now appear at a disadvantage in their ability to use these newer channels, such as personality-driven podcasts and websites, presumably shows like this one. And again, this is a very convenient explanation. The idea here is if only Kamala Harris had been cool enough to go on Joe Rogan, she probably would have won. If Kamala Harris or any other Democrat had gone on podcasts, that would have been the end of the story. Donald Trump would not be the president-elect. Now, all this feels like whistling past the political graveyard because, again, it is a refusal to deal with the underlying factors that led to the Democrats getting shellacked across the country. Instead, they're looking at external factors. They're looking at their own inability to go on podcasts, things that are easily fixable or not under their control, which means that they really don't have to do anything big. They don't have to shift tactics at all in order to change direction of their party. Campaign chair Jen O'Malley-Dillon said in an interview, quote, "There are certain things we're looking at to understand if we made the right call. But fundamentally, there wasn't just one audience of voters that would have impacted this or one program. The headwinds were just too great for us to overcome, especially in 107 days. But we came very close to what we anticipated, both in terms of turnout and in terms of support." So actually, they did an amazing job. They did an incredible job. And it's not because they're totally disconnected from the American public. It's actually just that, again, the American public, they were in a bad mood and Kamala Harris felt the brunt of all of it. Well, you're getting this same sort of sense from the so-called resistance. There's a big article in the New York Times talking about how Trump resistance is encountering fatigue. It turns out that all of the ladies who went out there in hats during the first Trump administration and protested the Trump administration, well, they're a little frustrated because they're not sure quite what to do. According to the New York Times, quote, "The first Trump presidency spawned the largest protest the country had seen in half a century. But not everyone wants to participate in another 4 years of mass movement work. When Women's March shared information about an upcoming rally on Instagram, one person responded, 'No, I'm tired. Y'all have fun, though.' Women's March later hid some of the pushback and limited who could respond to a handful of posts. On TikTok, plans for the march were met with memes of women saying, 'Get somebody else to do it.' This is an opportunity for a national brunch day for the 93%, said one user referring to the 93% of black women who exit polls suggested had voted for Vice President Kamala Harris. Others questioned whether the previous protests had resulted in substantial concessions." So they're realizing that their protest movements have accomplished nothing. But the thing that they refuse to recognize is the reason why those protest movements are accomplishing nothing. According to the New York Times, the left's failure to shift policy has contrasted markedly with past mass movements that helped spur progressive legislative change. The stark difference is in keeping with a sharp global reversal in the power of mass action, according to some political activists. At the beginning of the century, about 2 in 3 protest movements around the world could show measurable success, versus only 1 in 6 today, according to researchers at Harvard. This is in part because governments are leaning toward authoritarianism and are less willing to respond to dissent, said Lisa Muller, professor at McAllister College in St. Paul, Minnesota. Or maybe it's because the stuff that they are protesting for sucks. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's when people are protesting in 1964 over the mistreatment of black Americans in the South, they were right. Maybe it's when there was great discontent over, for example, AIDS-related activism back in the 1980s. It's because there should have been more government resources poured into AIDS. Maybe it's because there was at least the patina of legitimacy to many of the causes that people were protesting back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And now, as it turns out, well, the causes they are backing are just bad. And this brings us to the controversy of the day. So Nancy Mace has now sponsored a resolution on the floor of the House that is going to be implemented that suggests that women should be able to use their bathrooms without men with penises in those same bathrooms. And again, this seems perfectly legitimate, in fact, relatively non-controversial in the regular world. And these transgender bathroom rules are perfectly obvious. There is nothing particularly shocking about them. A man should use the men's bathroom and a woman should use the woman's bathroom. According to News Nation, on Monday, Mace introduced a resolution requiring all individuals in the Capitol complex to use bathrooms matching their sex assigned at birth. A move that has sparked controversy because a new representative-elect who calls himself Sarah McBride, but is in fact a biological male, is upset about all of this. The measure charges the House Sergeant-at-Arms, William McFarland, with enforcing the ban. It's unclear how the House's Chief Law Enforcement Officer would determine who can and cannot use Capitol facilities. We'll get to more on that in just a second. Folks, the fight to strengthen our nation and protect life continues, especially as abortion remains a central issue. Preborn's impact speaks volumes, having helped save over 300,000 babies through their compassionate approach. By providing ultrasounds to moms with unplanned pregnancies, they create a powerful moment of connection. When a mom sees her baby and hears their heartbeat, the chances of choosing life double. Preborn's network of clinics stands ready to support both moms and babies. Meet Deanna. Her baby literally called out from the womb, and she knew that life was the only choice. Your tax-deductible donation of $28 sponsors one ultrasound. Now through a match, your gift is doubled, saving twice as many babies. Please donate. Just dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. They're doing amazing work. Every dollar helps. Go check them out right now. preborn.com/Ben. Or dial #250 and say keyword baby. So, again, this was supposed to be included in the rules package for the 119th Congress. If the bill is not included in the rules package, then Nancy Mace would force a vote on the legislation. Well, this apparently, according to us, is very bad. How dare Nancy Mace? How dare she? So Nancy Mace was appearing on Scripps News, doing an interview on this. And the anchor kept insisting to Nancy Mace that she was barring a woman from using the bathrooms, which Nancy Mace responded, no, Sarah McBride is a dude whose name was Tim McBride, and still has all of the male appendages. Here was Nancy Mace saying a true thing, but an offensive true thing.
I just want to add that the Congresswoman-elect does identify as a woman. I will be...
She's not a woman. It's a man. She was born a man. She's a man. She's biologically a male. That is science. You guys on the left in the mainstream media want to say, follow the science. Let's follow the science, okay? He is a man. He can wear a dress, he can call himself, his pronouns can be she or her, but he doesn't belong in a women's restroom, period.
Okay, this, again, most Americans agree with this. By polling data, not only do most Americans agree with this, an overwhelming percentage of Americans agree with this. According to a recent poll, biological males who identify as female should not be allowed to participate in women's sports. That used to be a 60% proposition, that is now a 75% proposition. This is the Napolitan News Service. A poll conducted in mid-November. Should biological males who identify as female be allowed to use women's locker rooms or bathrooms? 75% of Americans say no. That is a three-quarters proposition. You know how few political propositions in America are three-quarters propositions? There are very, very few. Americans disagree about everything 50-50. A 75-25 proposition is what you call a political winner. Should it be against the law for doctors to provide puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and gender transition surgeries to gender dysphoric minors? 72% say yes. By the way, these are all massive shifts in public opinion. Okay, it has now become acceptable to say what everyone knew was baseline truth. These are huge numbers. By the way, when we say 75% of Americans say that women should not be participating in men's sports and vice versa, it's not 75-25, it's 75-13. 12% say they don't know. That is a 62-point gap in favor of the proposition that there should be sex-specific sports. Again, these are not controversial propositions, but the left can't let go of it. They can't let go of it. It's amazing. So, for example, Hakeem Jeffries is now calling Nancy Mace a bully. This follows hard on Dean Phillips tweeting out at her, "What are you so afraid of?" And the answer that Nancy Mace gave was, "Well, I'm afraid of sexual assault since I've been sexually assaulted before. And it seems that a man in a women's bathroom who's taken pictures of himself, by the way, in women's bathrooms, bragging about using women's bathrooms, maybe that's not the kind of person you want in the bathroom with you." I mean, does that seem unreasonable? But here's Hakeem Jeffries suggesting the real problem here is Nancy Mace and company, of course.
This is what we're doing. This is the lesson that you've drawn from the election in November. This is your priority, that you want to bully a member of Congress as opposed to welcoming her to join this body so that all of us can work together.
The priority is truth and protection of women. One of the most annoying things about Democratic policy on this particular proposition is that they do something totally abnormal and out of the boundaries of decent human behavior. And then when you notice it, they're like, why are you bringing this up? That's what's important to you? We've decided that boys can be girls and you're saying that's like an important thing? We're saying that boys can go in girls' bathrooms and you're objecting? What is wrong with you? Why would you do that? Well, for his part, Speaker Johnson has put out a statement saying, quote, "All single-sex facilities in the Capitol and House office buildings, such as restrooms, changing rooms, and locker rooms, are reserved for individuals of that biological sex. It's also important to note, each member office has its own private restroom. Unisex restrooms are available throughout the Capitol. Women deserve women's only spaces." Again, perfectly reasonable. There are alternative solutions. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, Iran launched a massive barrage of nearly 200 ballistic missiles at the Holy Land. This isn't just another conflict in the Middle East. Israel and her people are facing attacks from enemies on all sides who seek her destruction. But there's hope. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground, providing food, shelter, and safety to those in need during this crisis. Since the war started, thousands of reservists, everyday Israeli citizens, have left their families to serve their country. Soldiers have been injured, and their families need our support. Your gift of $100 today helps the fellowship provide food and other necessities to these families to help them survive. Here's what I need you to do right now. Go to benforthefellowship.org. That's benforthefellowship.org to make a gift today. In the face of these many threats, the fellowship's ongoing work providing security to Israelis has never been more important. Remember, that's benforthefellowship.org. God bless and thank you. Now is the moment to give. Never has there been, in recent memory, a more dangerous time for the state of Israel and for the people of Israel. Remember, benforthefellowship.org. Thank you so much. All right, coming up, why does any of this matter? Well, because it shows Democrats have a very different set of values than, you know, the rest of America. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Required to qualify.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the disconnect between Democrats and the rest of America on values continues to grow. John Fetterman, for his part, the senator from Pennsylvania, who, despite many of his heterodox positions with his party, is still a progressive, he tweeted out, "There's no job I'm afraid to lose that requires me to degrade anyone. If that's a defining issue for a voter, there will be a different candidate. We have a bathroom in my office that anyone is welcome to use, including Representative-elect Sarah McBride." Well, I'm glad that you want Sarah McBride to use your bathroom. That's your choice. Congratulations, Senator. Also, you don't get to decide whether women ought to have men in the bathroom. And here is Speaker Johnson being asked about enforcing the policy.
Can you talk about the bathroom?
Yeah, I'm not sure what more there is to say.
Is it enforceable?
Yeah, like all house policies, it's enforceable. But we have single-sex facilities for a reason, and women deserve women's only spaces. And we're not anti-anyone. We're pro-woman. And I think it's an important policy for us to continue. It's always been an unwritten policy, but now it's in writing. So.
Yeah, again, this is very baseline sort of stuff. So why does that matter? Because if you're looking for a reason Democrats lost, it is the cultural disconnect that the people on the coast and in the Democratic elite have with the rest of America. These are non-controversial propositions that are made controversial by the Democratic Party. That is what is happening here. And this is, these are belief systems that are held so deeply within the Democratic elite that even the most elite people in the Democratic Party, people who face no discrimination in America, are now treating the election of Donald Trump and the restoration of some form of normality as a grave threat to them. So, for example, Ellen DeGeneres and wife Portia de Rossi have now moved to rural England, putting their Montecito estate on the market. They plan to never return to the United States, telling friends the election of Donald Trump was their primary motivation. Now, DeGeneres, of course, has been kicked out of show business after she was reported for toxic workplace behavior at the syndicated Ellen show in 2022. She had already moved to a rural area in South Central England, and she added that her Montecito mansion, roughly 90 minutes north of LA, has been pocket listed or will be listed soon. Now, is Ellen DeGeneres some sort of victim in American society? Is Portia de Rossi a victim in America? And the answer, of course, is no. But the threat of a Donald Trump presidency is so grave they had to run away. Why? Is it because they're going to be oppressed in the state of California? Is that the real issue? Or is the issue that when a level of cultural supremacy by the left declines, people on the left can't stand it, they can't handle it? And it's that cultural supremacy. It's that implementation of a value system so different from traditional Americanism that has gotten everybody's goat. And this election was a backlash to it. And Democrats cannot abandon it. It's a massive problem for them. because their entire party is now built around the idea that Americans are inherently racist, sexist, bigot, homophobes, and that they can keep saying that over and over and over and still win elections. And the only reason they would lose elections, as we said at the top of the show, is if the economy is bad or if people just have a general sense of malaise. But otherwise, people love this set of values. Here's the thing. People don't like this set of values. They find this set of values off-putting. They find this set of values ugly and wrong. And it's not just with regard to things like, can a man be a woman? It's with regard to racial questions in the United States. What most Americans want in the United States is to be treated as normal individuals without regard for race. And during this election cycle, I visited a wide variety of places in the United States. I went all the way up to the tip of northern Ohio with Senator Bernie Moreno, Senator-elect Bernie Moreno. And I also went all the way down to the southern border with Senator Ted Cruz in the Rio Grande Valley. The area we visited in the Rio Grande Valley, 97% Hispanic, went red for the first time since, I believe, 1880. And the area of northern Ohio, totally white. And I gave the same speech in both places, and it was received the same way, because it was all about American opportunity, being able to build a family, being able to go to church, being able to retain the property that you earn, and then build on that for generational wealth. Right? These are the things that Americans want. You know what they don't want? They don't want to be divided by race. They don't want to be treated as members of an oppressed or oppressive hierarchy. That is not something Americans are interested in, but the Democratic Party cannot let go of this. They cannot. The latest example of this, Representative Jasmine Crockett, who's a representative from Texas. Well, yesterday in the House, she went on a wild rant on the basis of race. And the Democratic Party is having a tough time separating off from this stuff because they've been doing identity politics for too long.
It's because you can then misuse words like oppression. There has been no oppression for the white man in this country. You tell me which white men were dragged out of their homes. You tell me which one of them got dragged all the way across an ocean and told that you are going to go and work. We are going to steal your wives. We are going to rape your wives. That didn't happen. That is oppression. We didn't ask to be here. We're not the same migrants that y'all constantly come up against. We didn't run away from home. We were stolen. So yeah, we are going to sit here and be offended when you want to sit here and act like and don't let it escape you that it is white men on this side of the aisle telling us people of color on this side of the aisle that y'all are the ones being oppressed, that y'all are the ones that are being harmed.
Okay, this is so insane. It's patently insane. Yeah, the sympathy apparently is for the position that if you are a member of a specific historically discriminated against race, you are inherently a victim in the United States forever, for like the rest of time. Now, of course, this only applies to particular racial groups. This, as we know, does not apply to Jews, who have been historically victimized and are currently victimized at the highest rate in terms of hate crimes, according to the FBI. They don't count. It doesn't apply to Asian Americans who have been too wildly successful. Increasingly, it does not apply to Hispanic Americans who are moving toward the Republican Party. Yeah, but the basic idea here is that there's an intersectional hierarchy, and no one who's white can complain about being victimized, even if they can point to an actual government policy that victimizes white people, like, for example, affirmative action, which does, in fact, victimize people who are not of particular races. That is what it is designed to do. Affirmative action is designed as a racial quota system. It's a zero-sum game where merit is ignored in favor of race. That is, of course, going to victimize the person who is not counted as part of the beneficiary race. That is just the nature of the game. We are all recipients of our family's history. We are all here through no choice of our own. That doesn't change the responsibility to be a decent human being. It does not change how we ought to argue about political issues, public policy issues. I mean, Jasmine Crockett went to an all-girls Catholic high school in St. Louis. She went to Rhodes College and got a Bachelor of Arts in Business Administration. And then she went on to attend the University of Houston Law School, and then she became a public defender for Bowie County, and then she became a congressperson. So does that sound like a highly victimized life to you? Does that sound like a person who was dragged over in chains? Again, if you believe that America has not progressed in any way, that America is still the same America, that you are just as victimized as, again, your ancestors, that does beg the question as to why you don't leave. If you are that victimized by the United States of America, not historically, because again, you go back in history, and tons of people have been victimized. And of course, history has consequences. But that is not the argument that she is making. The argument she's making is that no one who is not of a particularly victimized race can ever claim victimization in today's day and age, like today, because years, centuries ago, something bad happened to my ancestors. That's a crazy argument. But that argument has truck on the left. You wonder why the backlash is here? This is why the backlash is here. Already coming up, Ta-Nehisi Coates' dad just received a National Book Award, you know, despite the fact that he's promoting anti-Semitism and all the like. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395, license 109-0355.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Catherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these ProArts businesses.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The Ramsey Show.
When you're walking around with a little picket in your hand and you're saying, I demand $22 to work at McDonald's, then you don't get to bitch about inflation.
Yeah.
Because you caused it.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Your life.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Ta-Nehisi Coates, one of the worst voices in America. It turns out his dad, also not wonderful. What exactly does he do? Well, he's the publisher of a wide variety of books, including a book called The Jewish Onslaught. According to Mark Oppenheimer, he is a purveyor of anti-Semitic and homophobic tracts. His promoted writing that in the parlance of our time is problematic, advancing pseudoscience while demeaning Jews and gays, among others. On September 4th, the National Book Foundation, which gives out National Book Awards, announced the Literarian Award for Outstanding Service to the Literary Community, which is essentially a lifetime achievement award, would be given to W. Paul Coates, who is the father of Ta-Nehisi Coates. David Steinberger, chair of the National Book Foundation's board, said in a press release, quote, W. Paul Coates has recovered and discovered countless essential works of black literature, and readers everywhere have reaped the benefits of his passion and care for the written word. Now, at first glance, Coates is a surprising choice because from 1997 to 2005, he was a member of the National Book Foundation's board of directors. Typically, people don't give people on the board the award because, obviously, there's a conflict of interest. So, what exactly is his story? According to Ta-Nehisi Coates, his father would, quote, untuck his shirt and descend into the cellar after coming back home at night from his work to be with his collection of out-of-print texts, obscure lectures, and self-published monographs by writers like J.A. Rogers, Dr. Ben, and Drusilla Dungy Houston, great seers who returned to Africa to Egypt to Africa and recorded our history when all the world said we had none. Those texts, many taught by self-taught scholars, according to Oppenheimer, formed the core of what would later be called Afrocentric historiography. Coates believed the knowledge these writers imparted had been deliberately withheld from black people. Ta-Nehisi says, quote, from the day we touched these stolen shores, his father would explain to anyone who'd listen, it infected our minds. White people had forged a false knowledge to keep us down. So, in 1978, Ta-Nehisi Coates' dad built what he called Black Classic Books, a publishing operation, and it included some better-known books like David Walker's Appeal and some books by respected figures like W.E.B. Du Bois and the historian Carter Woodson. But on September 27th, Jewish Insider published an article by a reporter named Matthew Castle with the headline, Paul Coates, father of journalist Ta-Nehisi Coates, republished anti-Semitic screed, The Jewish Onslaught. Apparently, into Black Classics online store, Coates had added The Jewish Onslaught, which is a book by the late Wellesley professor Tony Martin. Martin was notorious in the early 1990s for assigning to his students the Nation of Islam text, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, which accused the Jews of monumental culpability in slavery and the Black Holocaust. Henry Louis Gates, who is no conservative, did a New York Times article in 1992 calling that book one of the most sophisticated instances of hate literature yet compiled. Coates refused to answer questions about his inclusion of The Jewish Onslaught on Black Classics list. Black Classic was republished a number of books from Majority Press. That's the press that Tony Martin founded, including works by and about Marcus Garvey. And then apparently, after the reporting, Black Classic removed The Jewish Onslaught from its online store. Okay, but there's a bunch of other problems. They also published a book called The Osiris Papers, Reflections on the Life and Writings of Dr. Francis Kress Welsing. This is a collection of essays celebrating the late psychiatrist Francis Kress Welsing, who around 1970 began advancing the theory that racism in white people is correlated to lack of melanin in their skin. That same book, by the way, says that homosexuality was imposed by white people on black men. But there are a bunch of other books here that are just trash. This person was now given a National Book Award by the National Book Foundation. Because this is the morality of the left. Because when it comes to how to dole out sympathy, sympathy is doled out on the basis of pseudo-victimhood status. If you're a man who wishes to go into a woman's restroom, you are a victim of American society, and we have to pour out our empathy copiously upon you. If you are a black person in American society, regardless of whether you're a successful black person like Jasmine Crockett, we have to pour our empathy upon you because centuries ago, your ancestors were enslaved. And because 60 years ago, segregation was still legal in the South, before you were born. Now, it turns out most Americans are not up for this. They're just not. You know where they want empathy poured? They want empathy poured on actual victims. They want empathy poured on victims of crime. They want empathy poured on people whose jobs have been lost thanks to bad government policy. They want empathy for the American people writ large. They're not interested in sectarian empathy. That is not something that the American people are up for. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, folks, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everyone. The app is really simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less in their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. Prize Picks even created the Flex Play, allowing you to still cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit. Run your game all season long over at Prize Picks. Producer Jake, he's been making bank this season. He's making some pretty smart plays. I'm afraid, frankly, that if he does too well on Prize Picks, we may lose him as an employee. Download that Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Shapiro on Prize Picks. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states where it is lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. You just want to spice up watching that football game on Sunday. Prize Picks is the place to go. Again, download that Prize Picks app today and use Coach Shapiro to get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. And so, for example, the left has decided that Tom Homan, who is Donald Trump's new chosen border czar, is a very bad man. He's a very bad man because he's going to engage in deportation of illegal immigrants. But the truth is, when you watch Tom Homan is more representative of Americans' feelings about where empathy should be placed than Ta-Nehisi Coates or his dad or Ellen DeGeneres or Sarah McBride or Hakeem Jeffries. Tom Homan was on Laura Ingraham's show, and he was talking about the conviction of the criminal who murdered Laken Riley, who you'll remember as the young woman who was brutally slain by an illegal immigrant. Here was Tom Homan.
You know, Laura, a lot of people ask me why I get so emotional when I do Fox News and why I scream at members of Congress. Because I've seen so much tragedy. I've talked to hundreds of angels and moms and dads who buried their children because they're killed by illegal aliens. This just is the latest. You know, I've talked to little girls as young as 9 years old that were raped multiple times by members of cartel. When you look in her eyes and everything innocent and pure has been ripped from her soul, and her life will never be the same. I mean, it's just, I'm tired of it. And the government failed the Laken Riley family. Not only, if President Trump was president, he'd be sitting in Mexico in the Remain in Mexico program. And if he did get to New York and he was arrested for injury to a child in New York, I should be able to arrest him because the priorities under Trump were if you're in the country illegally, you're a target. But because Secretary Mayorkas put the priorities so low, even the injury to the child didn't meet the standards, so ICE could even place a detainer on him. So this is purely, it could have been prevented. This young lady's dead. And I want every mayor, every governor of a sanctuary jurisdiction to listen to that tape, listen to this young girl fight for her life, fight for her breath, trying to survive, terrified. Think of I want you to understand what she went through. Like the 9-year-old boy, the 5-year-old boy in the back of the tractor trailer that I held, I found him dead, that baked to death. Mm-hmm. I thought about what the last hour of his life was like. You need to listen to this tape. And for those governors and mayors that are saying they're going to stop Tom Homan, they're going to stop President Trump, shame on you. Your responsibility is protect your communities. And that's what we want to do, is protect your community.
Again, this is basic common sense. That's where the empathy should be. It should be the victims of crime. That is perfectly obvious to most Americans. Internationally, empathy should be with America's allies, not with America's enemies. And yet Democrats seem to have a problem with this. The Senate voted on a measure led by the execrable, useless leech on the ass of society, Senator Bernie Sanders, and a bunch of other Democrats, that sought to block the sale of $20 billion in U.S.-made weapons to Israel. Okay, now, that had already been cleared by the Congress. It's a last-ditch effort, according to the Washington Post, to limit the carnage, suffering, and destruction. No, it isn't. It's a last-ditch effort to stop Israel from defeating its enemies. Its enemies, by the way, are State Department-designated terror groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. 19 Democrats favored blocking this aid to Israel, to embargo arms to Israel in the middle of a war, an existential war on its northern border and its southern border from two massive terrorist groups, both of which are funded by the Iranian terror regime. 19 senators out of 51, 37%, over a third of the Senate caucus for Democrats, voted in favor of a full-scale arms embargo on the state of Israel in the middle of a war. That includes things like blocking mortar rounds. We're talking like the most basic munitions available. Okay, there were some, again, there are some people like Tammy Baldwin who voted present. Okay, but those senators were Heinrich Hirono, Cain King, Markey, Merkley, Ossoff Sanders, Chad Smith, Warren Welch, Durbin Van Hollen, Shaheen Lujan, Warnock Murphy. Okay, both senators from Georgia. By the way, Georgia needs to vote these people out because Georgia is a red state. Okay, but what an insane, insane proposition. And yet, those are the people for whom the Democratic Party has something. You wonder why you lost and why you're going to continue to lose? The reason is because you're putting your empathy and your sympathy in all the wrong places. Why? As a reflection of your baseline system of values. And that baseline system of values is that success is a symptom of exploitation and oppression. Failure is a symptom of victimization and victimhood. Because you believe that, you put your sympathy in all the wrong places. You crack down on all the normies. That's the reason. It's not because of economic discontent alone. The Democrats' problems are not going to be fixed by a better economy under a Democratic administration. They're only going to be fixed when you stop associating with some of the worst ideas available in public life. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, coming up. The left cannot stand the fact that Morning Joe is trying to make nice with Donald Trump. There's a reason for that. It's the Ben Shapiro Show.
I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. Happy holidays. During this time, it's important to salute our military personnel, domestically and abroad, who work to keep our country safe. It's during the holidays, that warm, happy feeling of being together with family, that we sometimes take for granted how much we have to be thankful for. So we want to make sure that we let the families and those who serve know that we appreciate their service above self during the holidays.
Turtle Bay's 5th annual Redding Garden of Lights is back for another fun-filled holiday season, open on select dates from November 22nd through January 5th. Featuring over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens filled with 2 million lights, don't miss this year's new additions, including new light displays and premium ticket packages. Plus, holiday-themed food, drinks, music, glowing swings, model trains, and much more. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Qualify.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the left is fighting mad at Morning Joe. Well, it is because of this Democratic vision of the world that they are so angry at MSNBC's Morning Joe for going and meeting with Donald Trump. Remember, if this were just a disagreement over the direction of the economy, if, in fact, Democrats and Republicans held the same baseline values, it were just a matter of how we reach the same endpoint. If that were the case, why would anybody be that angry at Morning Joe going and visiting Donald Trump? The answer is, of course, that that is not what the members of MSNBC's viewer class believe. They believe that Donald Trump represents a lesser morality, in fact, the worst kind of morality. He represents something truly bad. And so if you make any provision for that, then you obviously have joined the side of evil. It's not that you have made a pragmatic political consideration to, you know, actually report on the current administration. No, instead, you have crossed the line. You have placed your sympathy and empathy with the bad guys. This, of course, is the message of either Mark Cuban or Rosie O'Donnell. I can't tell the difference anymore. Here's Rosie O'Donnell ripping MSNBC's Morning Joe.
So Mika and Joe went down to Mar-a-Lago to kiss the ring. It's the last time I ever watched Morning Joe. Period. End of statement. Unreal. Unreal. For months you were telling us he's the worst thing that could happen to this country and democracy. And then you go kiss his ring. Despicable. Despicable you. Both of you.
Okay, well, what I really enjoy most about that clip, I'm not sure, there's so many things I enjoy about that. I love the tender piano music underneath her being bat loony. That really I like. Also, she's now reaching what we here at the Ben Shapiro Show like to call the Michael Moore singularity. The Michael Moore singularity is that as every Democrat ages, they all turn into Michael Moore, male and female. It's like an amazing thing. Rosie O'Donnell, Joe Scarborough, Rachel Maddow, Michael Moore, they're all the same person. They've all become the same. Mark Cuban, they're all the same. They look, I don't know if they all have one pair of glasses and they just trade them or what the deal is. But the Michael Moore singularity is a very real consequence of liberalism. It's the bizarre Democratic portrait of Dorian Gray. You just turn into Michael Moore as you age. In any case, MSNBC's Morning Joe is apparently absolutely bleeding its viewer. Apparently, they brought in 839,000 total viewers during the 6 a.m. hour of the program and 113,000 viewers in the 25 to 54 age demo on Monday. That same hour on Tuesday dropped to 680,000 total viewers with 76,000 in the demo. There are more people in your local broom closet than are watching Morning Joe on a national level at this point. Why? Well, because they committed the great sin. The great sin is to recognize that perhaps the morality of the left is not so superior to the morality of the right that you shouldn't have a conversation. That is precisely the thing they're angry about, which is why the left is constantly calling for censorship. We're going to get to more of this in just one second. First, if you really enjoy The Ben Shapiro Show and The Daily Wire, we have a bunch of other shows over at dailywire.com. Let Matt Walsh tell you about his show.
Hey, this is Matt Walsh, host of The Matt Walsh Show. Most of us, you know, don't wake up in the morning thinking about what the bureaucrats in D.C. are up to. At least I don't. Our concerns are more immediate than that, which is why I focus on social issues, culture, family, faith, even sometimes pop culture. Political issues are important, but I don't think they're the most important thing or the most entertaining thing, frankly. So if you're looking for a conservative show that goes beyond politics and brings you stories the mainstream media tries to ignore, come check out The Matt Walsh Show, Monday through Friday, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, Facebook, anywhere you go for podcasts, I'm there. Plus, if you check it out on dailywire.com, you can watch the entire show ad-free. The Matt Walsh Show, check it out. I'll see you there.
So the latest episode of censorship comes courtesy of something called the Conscious Advertising Network. So the Conscious Advertising Network is another one of these ginned up organizations designed to promote censorship against conservative shows. According to their website, they're focused on breaking the economic link between advertising and harmful content. Quote, we combine our advertising and human rights expertise, so it sounds like they have a lot of expertise, to help implement industry platform and policy interventions and embed human rights within relevant commercial and political decision-making globally. They have 180-plus members. They include Haleon, Virgin Media O2, British Gas, and Innocent Drinks, network media agencies like Group M, Havas Media, and Omnicom Media Group, and leading civil society groups like the UN Office of High Commissioner for Human Rights. So they're a trash bag. And they basically put pressure on advertisers not to advertise on things they don't like. They want censorship. Here, for example, was at a UN conference, one of the leaders of the Conscious Advertising Network, a person named Alex Murray, talking about how what we actually need now is full-scale censorship on climate issues.
The climate information ecosystem has been compromised by the relentless onslaught of disinformation campaigns orchestrated and amplified by powerful actors. The impact of this is that it's obstructed climate action, it's deepened division, it's reduced trust, and it's obstructed progress on climate action. And big tech, legacy media, influential PR firms, and the advertising industry all have played a role within this and often have prioritized profit over truth.
So, he believes that he is the sole arbiter of truth, and that means that he is going to put pressure to censor any sort of information that runs counter to the climate alarmism that his group, the Conscious Advertising Network, is pushing. In fact, he says we need regulation of First Amendment speech, what we would call First Amendment speech in the United States. And the United Nations is the most Orwellian institution, and I pray to God that when the Trump administration gets in, they completely defund it. They should defund it. They should blow up the building in New York. They should build a Trump hotel. I don't care what they do with the land. They can turn it into affordable housing. That is the UN, the most isolated of international politics, a wretched hive of scum and villainy, needs to be torn down to its roots. They need to salt the earth. Anyway, here's this schmuck talking about how they need democratic regulation of the First Amendment, which is usually one of the things we tend to call tyranny here in the United States.
We need democratic regulation of this as well. We need measures which increase transparency. We need to promote responsible moderation within platform design, and we need to support media literacy as well.
Okay, I don't trust you. I don't trust you because I think that you're a liar, and I think that you are willing to say whatever you have to do in order to advance your agenda and to shut down whoever you have to shut down in order to advance that agenda. That, too, is something we're rebelling against in the United States. You want to know why the Overton window has blown wide open? The reason is because y'all shut it up so tight that nobody could get through. No one, unless they agreed with Hillary Clinton, could get through that Overton window. Well, now the Overton window no longer exists. And that is a far hell of a sight better than what you had established before. Now, speaking of people who helped to blow up the Overton window, Elon Musk continues to unveil win after win. Elon Musk is, of course, going to be heading up with Vivek Ramaswamy, the so-called Doge plan to reform government. They have a piece in the Wall Street Journal talking about how they are going to push back against the rules and regulations promulgated by unelected bureaucrats. They say, quote, President Trump has asked the two of us to lead a newly formed Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, to cut the federal government down to size. The entrenched and ever-growing bureaucracy represents an existential threat to our republic, and politicians have abetted it for too long. That's why we're doing things differently. We're entrepreneurs, not politicians. We'll serve as outside volunteers, not federal officials or employees. Unlike government commissions or advisory committees, we won't just write reports or cut ribbons. We'll cut costs. We're assisting the Trump transition team to identify and hire a lean team of small government crusaders, including some of the sharpest technical and legal minds in America. This team will work in the new administration closely with the White House Office of Management and Budget. Speaking of which, President Trump is looking at the return of Russell Vought to be his new head of the White House Office of Management and Budget. He'll be a great partner for Musk and Vivek in cutting all sorts of useless nonsense from the federal budget. Vought, of course, led the OMB during Trump's first administration. He's expected to meet with Trump about the job Wednesday at Mar-a-Lago, according to the Washington Post. So again, it's been widely reported that he's going to bring him back. That would be a very good move by President Trump to move toward achieving what Vivek and Elon are trying to do right here. According to Vivek and Elon, DOGE will work with legal experts embedded in government agencies aided by advanced technology to apply the new Supreme Court rulings that overruled the Chevron doctrine, which basically gave unlimited discretion to administrative agencies to adjudicate their own rulings. They're going to apply these rulings to federal regulations enacted by such agencies. DOGE will present this list of regulations to President Trump, who can, by executive order, immediately pause the enforcement of those regulations and initiate the process for review and rescission. This would liberate individuals and businesses from illicit regulations never passed by Congress and would stimulate the United States economy. And all this is very good, and it's just an indicator of the kind of changes that are coming to Washington, D.C. All right, folks, we've reached the end of the show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. One Washington insider says President-elect Trump and GOP senators should be breathing a sigh of relief now that former Congressman Matt Gaetz has dropped his bid to become Attorney General. Correspondent Bob Agnew has more.
Political observer Ben Domenech says all presidents have at least one questionable nominee.
They're never going to have a cabinet that doesn't have somebody controversial within it.
But it's something that can prove to be a major distraction.
But it isn't even worth it. You're going to be spending political capital on this guy, you know, for several months.
Something Domenech says is the last thing a new president needs during his first 100 days in office.
Why not hit the ground running?
Domenech was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, more than a dozen people have been sickened by E. coli poisoning linked to recalled ground beef.
U.S. health officials say the outbreak began in Minnesota after state officials reported multiple illnesses and found that a sample of ground beef tested positive for a strain of E. coli. Nearly 170,000 pounds of the ground meat produced by Wolverine Packing Company in Detroit have now been recalled nationwide. The Department of Agriculture says the beef was shipped to restaurants, and even though the expiration date was last week, there are concerns the product might still be in restaurant freezers. This strain of E. coli is potentially deadly. I'm Jackie Quinn.
President-elect Trump has chosen hedge fund manager Scott Bessent, an advocate for deficit reduction, to serve as his next Treasury Secretary. Bessent is founder of hedge fund Key Square Capital Management, previously working on and off for Soros Fund Management since 1991. He also said he would nominate Russell Vaught to lead the Office of Management and Budget, a position held by Trump's first term, during Trump's term, and Representative Lori Chavez de Raymer, as Oregon Republican, as his labor secretary. You'll find more online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
If you are 65 or older, you know this, inflation is hitting everyone hard right now, especially when it comes to health care. Over the last 10 years, health care costs have skyrocketed by, get this, 230%. If you have Medicare Parts A and B, you know there are still out-of-pocket expenses like deductibles and co-payments, and they really add up. But here's some good news. MediShare 65 Plus is designed to fill in those gaps and help protect you from rising health care costs. At only $99 per month up to age 75, you get peace of mind at a price you can afford. And MediShare is trusted, too. It's been around 30 years. It's not some big impersonal thing. It's a community of people helping each other, business owners, pastors, retirees. People love it. MediShare 65 Plus just makes sense. To learn more, give them a call. They're great to talk to. They'll offer to pray with you each time you call, too. Call now, 855-PSALM-32. That's 855-PSALM-32, 855-PSALM-32.
Job cuts at Germany's major auto supplier.
Germany's technology and services company Bosch has said it planned to reduce its automotive division workforce by as many as 5,500 jobs in the next several years. The company cited stagnating global auto sales and a slower-than-expected transition to electric-powered, software-controlled vehicles, among other factors. Some 3,500 of the job reductions would come before the end of 2027. Bosch has said the cuts would hit the part of the company that develops advanced driver assistance and automated driving technologies, as well as centralized vehicle software. About half those job reductions would be at locations in Germany. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thessalonica, Greece's largest city, is opening a new subway system, blending ancient archaeological treasures with modern transit technology like driverless trains and platform screen doors. Breaking news and analysis found at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A New Hampshire company is working to develop autonomous helicopters.
There are hopes the helicopters could put out fires, spray crops, and handle other dangerous jobs.
Rotor Technologies has built two of the autonomous helicopters, starting running test flights, and plans a demonstration of the helicopter at an agriculture trade show in Texas. The company hoping to sell as many as 20 of the small helicopters next year, most of which would be used by farmers to spray fields with pesticides and fertilizers. The company counting on getting FAA approval by next year. John Scott reporting.
Using drones and Google Earth imagery, archaeologists have discovered a 4,000-year-old network of earthen canals in what's now Belize. Their research published earlier today in Science Advances shows that long before the ancient Maya built temples, their predecessors were already altering the landscape of Central America's Yucatan Peninsula. You'll find more stories, news, and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Happy holidays from our home helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Well, folks, Democrats still seem quite troubled as to what went wrong in the 2024 election. They keep offering various reasons why they lost the 2024 election. Those range from the failure of the meritocracy, according to David Brooks, to the utter disconnect of the American people, their racism, their sexism, their bigotry and homophobia, all of it. Well, the latest explanation comes courtesy of Kamala Harris's advisors. According to the Washington Post, senior officials with Vice President Kamala Harris's presidential campaign say her defeat stemmed primarily from dissatisfaction among voters about the overall direction of the country and discontent over inflation and the economy, arguing those headwinds proved too strong for Harris to overcome in her sprint to Election Day. So, again, the idea here is that the Democratic Party platform is totally fine. It's just exogenous circumstances that change the math on the ground. It's just because of inflation, which nobody could control. It's just because of the stagnant economy, which is that really Joe Biden's fault? And it's because the American voters, they're just in a bad mood. And because they were in a bad mood, it was time for Kamala Harris to go. And this is a very convenient explanation for Democrats because it means they don't have to change anything. According to the Washington Post, officials credit President-elect Trump with success in targeting and turning out sporadic voters and using new media sources to speak to them, especially younger men. They acknowledge Democrats now appear at a disadvantage in their ability to use these newer channels, such as personality-driven podcasts and websites, presumably shows like this one. And again, this is a very convenient explanation. The idea here is if only Kamala Harris had been cool enough to go on Joe Rogan, she probably would have won. If Kamala Harris or any other Democrat had gone on podcasts, that would have been the end of the story. Donald Trump would not be the president-elect. Now, all this feels like whistling past the political graveyard because, again, it is a refusal to deal with the underlying factors that led to the Democrats getting shellacked across the country. Instead, they're looking at external factors. They're looking at their own inability to go on podcasts, things that are easily fixable or not under their control, which means that they really don't have to do anything big. They don't have to shift tactics at all in order to change direction of their party. Campaign chair Jen O'Malley-Dillon said in an interview, quote, "There are certain things we're looking at to understand if we made the right call, but fundamentally, there wasn't just one audience of voters that would have impacted this or one program. The headwinds were just too great for us to overcome, especially in 107 days. But we came very close to what we anticipated, both in terms of turnout and in terms of support." So actually, they did an amazing job. They did an incredible job. And it's not because they're totally disconnected from the American public. It's actually just that, again, the American public, they were in a bad mood and Kamala Harris felt the brunt of all of it. Well, you're getting this same sort of sense from the so-called resistance. There's a big article in the New York Times talking about how Trump resistance is encountering fatigue. It turns out that all of the ladies who went out there in Democrats during the first Trump administration and protested the Trump administration, well, they're a little frustrated because they're not sure quite what to do. According to the New York Times, quote, the first Trump presidency spawned the largest protest the country had seen in half a century. But not everyone wants to participate in another 4 years of mass movement work. When Women's March shared information about an upcoming rally on Instagram, one person responded, no, I'm tired. Y'all have fun, though. Women's March later hid some of the pushback and limited who could respond to a handful of posts. On TikTok, plans for the march were met with memes of women saying, get somebody else to do it. This is an opportunity for a national brunch day for the 93%, said one user referring to the 93% of black women who exit polls suggested had voted for Vice President Kamala Harris. Others questioned whether the previous protests had resulted in substantial concessions. So they're realizing that their protest movements have accomplished nothing. But the thing that they refuse to recognize is the reason why those protest movements are accomplishing nothing. According to the New York Times, the left's failure to shift policy has contrasted markedly with past mass movements that helped spur progressive legislative change. The stark difference is in keeping with a sharp global reversal in the power of mass action, according to some political activists. At the beginning of the century, about 2 in 3 protest movements around the world could show measurable success, versus only 1 in 6 today, according to researchers at Harvard. This is in part because governments are leaning toward authoritarianism and are less willing to respond to dissent, said Lisa Muller, professor at McAllister College in St. Paul, Minnesota. Or maybe it's because the stuff that they are protesting for sucks. Maybe it's that. Maybe it's when people are protesting in 1964 over the mistreatment of black Americans in the South, they were right. Maybe it's when there was great discontent over, for example, AIDS-related activism back in the 1980s. It's because there should have been more government resources poured into AIDS. Maybe it's because there was at least the patina of legitimacy to many of the causes that people were protesting back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. And now, as it turns out, well, the causes they are backing are just bad. And this brings us to the controversy of the day. So Nancy Mace has now sponsored a resolution on the floor of the House that is going to be implemented that suggests that women should be able to use their bathrooms without men with penises in those same bathrooms. And again, this seems perfectly legitimate, in fact, relatively non-controversial in the regular world. And these transgender bathroom rules are perfectly obvious. There's nothing particularly shocking about them. A man should use the men's bathroom and a woman should use the woman's bathroom. According to News Nation, on Monday, Mace introduced a resolution requiring all individuals in the Capitol complex to use bathrooms matching their sex assigned at birth. A move that has sparked controversy because a new representative-elect who calls himself Sarah McBride but is in fact a biological male is upset about all of this. The measure charges the House Sergeants-at-Arms William McFarland with enforcing the ban. It's unclear how the House's Chief Law Enforcement Officer would determine who can and cannot use Capitol facilities. We'll get to more on that in just a second. Folks, the fight to strengthen our nation and protect life continues, especially as abortion remains a central issue. Preborn's impact speaks volumes, having helped save over 300,000 babies through their compassionate approach. By providing ultrasounds to moms with unplanned pregnancies, they create a powerful moment of connection. When a mom sees her baby and hears their heartbeat, the chances of choosing life double. Preborn's network of clinics stands ready to support both moms and babies. Meet Deanna. Her baby literally called out from the womb, and she knew that life was the only choice. Your tax-deductible donation of $28 sponsors one ultrasound. Now through a match, your gift is doubled, saving twice as many babies. Please donate. Just dial #250, say keyword baby. That's #250, baby. Or go to preborn.com/Ben. That's preborn.com/Ben. They're doing amazing work. Every dollar helps. Go check them out right now, preborn.com/Ben. Or dial #250 and say keyword baby. So, again, this was supposed to be included in the rules package for the 119th Congress. If the bill is not included in the rules package, then Nancy Mace would force a vote on the legislation. Well, this apparently, according to us, is very bad. How dare Nancy Mace? How dare she? So Nancy Mace was appearing on Scripps News doing an interview on this. And the anchor kept insisting to Nancy Mace that she was barring a woman from using the bathrooms, which Nancy Mace responded, no, Sarah McBride is a dude whose name was Tim McBride and still has all of the male appendages. Here was Nancy Mace saying a true thing, but an offensive true thing.
I just want to add that the congresswoman-elect does identify as a woman. I will be...
She's not a woman. It's a man. She was born a man. She's a man. She's biologically a male. That is science. You guys on the left in the mainstream media want to say, follow the science. Let's follow the science, okay? He is a man. He can wear a dress, he can call himself, his pronouns can be she or her, but he doesn't belong in a women's restroom, period.
okay, this, again, most Americans agree with this. By polling data, not only do most Americans agree with this, an overwhelming percentage of Americans agree with this. According to a recent poll, biological males who identify as female should not be allowed to participate in women's sports. That used to be a 60% proposition. That is now a 75% proposition. This is the Neapolitan News Service, a poll conducted in mid-November. Should biological males who identify as female be allowed to use women's locker rooms or bathrooms? 75% of Americans say no. That is a three-quarters proposition. You know how few political propositions in America are three-quarters propositions? There are very, very few. Americans disagree about everything 50-50. A 75-25 proposition is what you call a political winner. Should it be against the law for doctors to provide puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and gender transition surgeries to gender dysphoric minors? 72% say yes. By the way, these are all massive shifts in public opinion. Okay, it has now become acceptable to say what everyone knew was baseline truth. These are huge numbers. By the way, when we say 75% of Americans say that women should not be participating in men's sports and vice versa, it's not 75-25, it's 75-13. 12% say they don't know. That is a 62-point gap in favor of the proposition that there should be sex-specific sports. Again, these are not controversial propositions, but the left can't let go of it. They can't let go of it. It's amazing. So, for example, Hakeem Jeffries is now calling Nancy Mace a bully. This follows hard on Dean Phillips tweeting out at her, "What are you so afraid of?" And the answer that Nancy Mace gave was, "Well, I'm afraid of sexual assault since I've been sexually assaulted before. And it seems that a man in a women's bathroom who's taken pictures of himself, by the way, in women's bathrooms, bragging about using women's bathrooms, maybe that's not the kind of person you want in the bathroom with you." I mean, does that seem unreasonable? But here's Hakeem Jeffries suggesting the real problem here is Nancy Mace and company, of course.
This is what we're doing. This is the lesson that you've drawn from the election in November. This is your priority, that you want to bully a member of Congress as opposed to welcoming her to join this body so that all of us can work together.
Well, I mean, the priority is truth and protection of women. One of the most annoying things about Democratic policy on this particular proposition is that they do something totally abnormal and out of the boundaries of decent human behavior. And then when you notice it, they're like, why are you bringing this up? Why this? That's what's important to you? We've decided that boys can be girls and you're saying that's like an important thing? We're saying that boys can go in girls' bathrooms and you're objecting? What is wrong with you? Why would you do that? Well, for his part, Speaker Johnson has put out a statement saying, quote, "All single-sex facilities in the Capitol and House office buildings, such as restrooms, changing rooms, and locker rooms, are reserved for individuals of that biological sex. It's also important to note, each member office has its own private restroom. Unisex restrooms are available throughout the Capitol. Women deserve women's only spaces." Again, perfectly reasonable. There are alternative solutions. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, Iran launched a massive barrage of nearly 200 ballistic missiles at the Holy Land. This isn't just another conflict in the Middle East. Israel and her people are facing attacks from enemies on all sides who seek her destruction. But there's hope. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is on the ground, providing food, shelter, and safety to those in need during this crisis. Since the war started, thousands of reservists, everyday Israeli citizens, have left their families to serve their country. Soldiers have been injured, and their families need our support. Your gift of $100 today helps the fellowship provide food and other necessities to these families to help them survive. Here's what I need you to do right now. Go to benforthefellowship.org. That's benforthefellowship.org to make a gift today. In the face of these many threats, the fellowship's ongoing work providing security to Israelis has never been more important. Remember, that's benforthefellowship.org. God bless and thank you. Now is the moment to give. Never has there been, in recent memory, a more dangerous time for the state of Israel and for the people of Israel. Remember, benforthefellowship.org. Thank you so much. All right, coming up, why does any of this matter? Well, because it shows Democrats have a very different set of values than, you know, the rest of America. It's the Ben Shapiro Show.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johanneson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Required to qualify.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the disconnect between Democrats and the rest of America on values continues to grow. John Fetterman, for his part, the senator from Pennsylvania, who, despite many of his heterodox positions with his party, is still a progressive, he tweeted out, "There's no job I'm afraid to lose that requires me to degrade anyone. If that's a defining issue for a voter, there will be a different candidate. We have a bathroom in my office that anyone is welcome to use, including Representative-elect Sarah McBride." Well, I'm glad that you want Sarah McBride to use your bathroom. That's your choice. Congratulations, Senator. Also, you don't get to decide whether women ought to have men in the bathroom. Now, here is Speaker Johnson being asked about enforcing the policy.
Can you talk about the bathroom?
Yeah, I'm not sure what more there is to say.
Is it enforceable?
Yeah, like all House policies, it's enforceable. But we have single-sex facilities for a reason, and women deserve women's only spaces. And we're not anti-anyone. We're pro-woman, and I think it's an important policy for us to continue. It's always been an unwritten policy, but now it's in writing. So.
Yeah, again, this is very baseline sort of stuff. So why does that matter? Because if you're looking for a reason Democrats lost, it is the cultural disconnect that the people on the coast and in the Democratic elite have with the rest of America. These are non-controversial propositions that are made controversial by the Democratic Party. That is what is happening here. And this is, these are belief systems that are held so deeply within the Democratic elite that even the most elite people in the Democratic Party, people who face no discrimination in America, are now treating the election of Donald Trump and the restoration of some form of normality as a grave threat to them. So, for example, Ellen DeGeneres and wife Portia de Rossi have now moved to rural England, putting their Montecito estate on the market. They plan to never return to the United States, telling friends the election of Donald Trump was their primary motivation. Now, DeGeneres, of course, has been kicked out of show business after she was reported for toxic workplace behavior at the syndicated Ellen show in 2022. She had already moved to a rural area in South Central England, and she added that her Montecito mansion, roughly 90 minutes north of L.A., has been pocket listed or will be listed soon. Now, is Ellen DeGeneres some sort of victim in American society? Is Portia de Rossi a victim in America? And the answer, of course, is no. But the threat of a Donald Trump presidency is so grave they had to run away. Why? Is it because they're going to be oppressed in the state of California? Is that the real issue? Or is the issue that when a level of cultural supremacy by the left declines, people on the left can't stand it, they can't handle it. And it's that cultural supremacy. It's that implementation of a value system so different from traditional Americanism that has gotten everybody's goat. And this election was a backlash to it. And Democrats cannot abandon it. It's a massive problem for them because their entire party is now built around the idea that Americans are inherently racist, sexist, bigot, homophobes, and that they can keep saying that over and over and over and still win elections. And the only reason they would lose elections, as we said at the top of the show, is if the economy is bad or if people just have a general sense of malaise. But otherwise, people love this set of values. Here's the thing. People don't like this set of values. They find this set of values off-putting. They find this set of values ugly and wrong. And it's not just with regard to things like, can a man be a woman? It's with regard to racial questions in the United States. What most Americans want in the United States is to be treated as normal individuals without regard for race. And during this election cycle, I visited a wide variety of places in the United States. I went all the way up to the tip of northern Ohio with Senator Bernie Moreno, Senator-elect Bernie Moreno. And I also went all the way down to the southern border with Senator Ted Cruz in the Rio Grande Valley. The area we visited in the Rio Grande Valley, 97% Hispanic, went red for the first time since, I believe, 1880. And the area of northern Ohio, totally white. And I gave the same speech in both places, and it was received the same way, because it was all about American opportunity, being able to build a family, being able to go to church, being able to retain the property that you earn, and then build on that for generational wealth. Right? These are the things that Americans want. You know what they don't want? They don't want to be divided by race. They don't want to be treated as members of an oppressed or oppressive hierarchy. That is not something Americans are interested in, but the Democratic Party cannot let go of this. They cannot. The latest example of this, Representative Jasmine Crockett, who's a representative from Texas. Well, yesterday in the House, she went on a wild rant on the basis of race. And the Democratic Party is having a tough time separating off from this stuff because they've been doing identity politics for too long.
It's because you can then misuse words like oppression. There has been no oppression for the white man in this country. You tell me which white men were dragged out of their homes. You tell me which one of them got dragged all the way across an ocean and told that you are going to go at work. We are going to steal your wives. We are going to rape your wives. That didn't happen. That is oppression. We didn't ask to be here. We're not the same migrants that y'all constantly come up against. We didn't run away from home. We were stolen. So, yeah, we are going to sit here and be offended when you want to sit here and act like and don't let it escape you that it is white men on this side of the aisle telling us, people of color on this side of the aisle, that y'all are the ones being oppressed, that y'all are the ones that are being harmed.
Okay, this is so insane. It's patently insane. Yeah, the sympathy, apparently, is for the position that if you are a member of a specific historically discriminated against race, you are inherently a victim in the United States forever, for like the rest of time. Now, of course, this only applies to particular racial groups. This, as we know, does not apply to Jews, who have been historically victimized and are currently victimized at the highest rate in terms of hate crimes, according to the FBI. They don't count. It doesn't apply to Asian Americans who have been too wildly successful. Increasingly, it does not apply to Hispanic Americans who are moving toward the Republican Party. Okay, but the basic idea here is that there's an intersectional hierarchy, and no one who's white can complain about being victimized, even if they can point to an actual government policy that victimizes white people, like, for example, affirmative action, which does, in fact, victimize people who are not of particular races. That is what it is designed to do. Affirmative action is designed as a racial quota system. It's a zero-sum game where merit is ignored in favor of race. That is, of course, going to victimize the person who is not counted as part of the beneficiary race. That is just the nature of the game. We are all recipients of our family's history. We are all here through no choice of our own. That doesn't change the responsibility to be a decent human being. It does not change how we ought to argue about political issues, public policy issues. I mean, Jasmine Crockett went to an all-girls Catholic high school in St. Louis, went to Rhodes College, and got a Bachelor of Arts in Business Administration. And then she went on to attend the University of Houston Law School. And then she became a public defender for Bowie County. And then she became a congressperson. So does that sound like a highly victimized life to you? Does that sound like a person who was dragged over in chains? Again, if you believe that America has not progressed in any way, that America is still the same America, that you are just as victimized as, again, your ancestors, that does beg the question as to why you don't leave. If you are that victimized by the United States of America, not historically, because again, you go back in history and tons of people have been victimized. And of course, history has consequences. But that is not the argument that she is making. The argument she's making is that no one who is not of a particularly victimized race can ever claim victimization in today's day and age, like today, because years, centuries ago, something bad happened to my ancestors. That's a crazy argument. But that argument has truck on the left. You wonder why the backlash is here? This is why the backlash is here. Already coming up, Ta-Nehisi Coates' dad just received a National Book Award, you know, despite the fact that he's promoting anti-Semitism and all the like. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Looking for the freshest top-shelf flower? Look no further than the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake, where they work directly with small, local farmers to bring you the finest flower that fits your price. The Queen of Dragons has the best prices on carts, edibles, concentrates, and pre-rolls. Plus, don't miss happy hour every day from 6 p.m. until close and all day Sundays. Don't just stock up on toilet paper. The Queen of Dragons has great deals, so you can stock up on the best flower for the best prices. So what are you waiting for? Stop by Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-238-5638 for details or delivery. That's 530-238-5638. And don't forget to follow Queen of Dragons on Facebook and X at the Queen Dragons for all the latest deals and updates. Support Queen of Dragons, a local business in the city of Shasta Lake, where you will find the most friendly and knowledgeable staff. Queen of Dragons at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join Tolkien's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tolkien's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300
a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Ta-Nehisi Coates, one of the worst voices in America. It turns out his dad, also not wonderful. What exactly does he do? Well, he's the publisher of a wide variety of books, including a book called The Jewish Onslaught. According to Mark Oppenheimer, he is a purveyor of anti-Semitic and homophobic tracts. His promoted writing that in the parlance of our time is problematic, advancing pseudoscience while demeaning Jews and gays, among others. On September 4th, the National Book Foundation, which gives out national book awards, announced the Literarian Award for Outstanding Service to the Literary Community, which is essentially a lifetime achievement award, would be given to W. Paul Coates, who is the father of Ta-Nehisi Coates. David Steinberger, chair of the National Book Foundation's board, said in a press release, quote, W. Paul Coates has recovered and discovered countless essential works of black literature, and readers everywhere have reaped the benefits of his passion and care for the written word. Now, at first glance, Coates is a surprising choice because from 1997 to 2005, he was a member of the National Book Foundation's board of directors. Typically, people don't give people on the board the award because, obviously, there's a conflict of interest. So, what exactly is his story? According to Ta-Nehisi Coates, his father would, quote, untuck his shirt and descend into the cellar after coming back home at night from his work to be with his collection of out-of-print texts, obscure lectures, and self-published monographs by writers like J.A. Rogers, Dr. Ben, and Drusilla Dungy Houston, great seers who returned to Africa to Egypt to Africa and recorded our history when all the world said we had none. Those texts, many taught by self-taught scholars, according to Oppenheimer, formed the core of what would later be called Afrocentric historiography. Coates believed the knowledge these writers imparted had been deliberately withheld from black people. Ta-Nehisi says, quote, from the day we touched these stolen shores, his father would explain to anyone who'd listen, it infected our minds. White people had forged a false knowledge to keep us down. So, in 1978, Ta-Nehisi Coates' dad built what he called Black Classic Books, a publishing operation, and it included some better-known books like David Walker's Appeal and some books by respected figures like W.E.B. Du Bois and the historian Carter Woodson. But on September 27th, Jewish Insider published an article by a reporter named Matthew Castle with the headline, Paul Coates, father of journalist Ta-Nehisi Coates, republished anti-Semitic screed, The Jewish Onslaught. Apparently, into Black Classics online store, Coates had added The Jewish Onslaught, which is a book by the late Wellesley professor Tony Martin. Martin was notorious in the early 1990s for assigning to his students the Nation of Islam text, The Secret Relationship Between Blacks and Jews, which accused the Jews of monumental culpability in slavery and the Black Holocaust. Henry Louis Gates, who is no conservative, did a New York Times article in 1992 calling that book one of the most sophisticated instances of hate literature yet compiled. Coates refused to answer questions about his inclusion of The Jewish Onslaught on Black Classics list. Black Classic was republished a number of books from Majority Press. That's the press that Tony Martin founded, including works by and about Marcus Garvey. And then apparently, after the reporting, Black Classic removed The Jewish Onslaught from its online store. Okay, but there's a bunch of other problems. They also published a book called The Osiris Papers, Reflections on the Life and Writings of Dr. Francis Kress Welsing. This is a collection of essays celebrating the late psychiatrist Francis Kress Welsing, who around 1970 began advancing the theory that racism in white people is correlated to lack of melanin in their skin. That same book, by the way, says that homosexuality was imposed by white people on black men. But there are a bunch of other books here that are just trash. This person was now given a National Book Award by the National Book Foundation. Because this is the morality of the left. Because when it comes to how to dole out sympathy, sympathy is doled out on the basis of pseudo-victimhood status. If you're a man who wishes to go into a woman's restroom, you are a victim of American society, and we have to pour out our empathy copiously upon you. If you are a black person in American society, regardless of whether you're a successful black person like Jasmine Crockett, we have to pour our empathy upon you because centuries ago, your ancestors were enslaved. And because 60 years ago, segregation was still legal in the South, before you were born. Now, it turns out most Americans are not up for this. They're just not. You know where they want empathy poured? They want empathy poured on actual victims. They want empathy poured on victims of crime. They want empathy poured on people whose jobs have been lost thanks to bad government policy. They want empathy for the American people writ large. They're not interested in sectarian empathy. That is not something that the American people are up for. We'll get to more on that in just a second. But first, folks, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action while watching football. With over 10 million members and billions of dollars in awarded winnings, Prize Picks has made daily fantasy sports accessible to everyone. The app is really simple to use. Just pick two or more players across any sport, pick more or less in their projection, and you could win up to 100 times your money. Prize Picks even created the Flex Play, allowing you to still cash out if one of your picks doesn't hit. Run your game all season long over at Prize Picks. Producer Jake, he's been making bank this season. He's making some pretty smart plays. I'm afraid, frankly, that if he does too well on Prize Picks, we may lose him as an employee. Download that Prize Picks app today. Use code Shapiro. Get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. That's code Shapiro on Prize Picks. Get $50 credit instantly when you play $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. Prize Picks. Run your game. Must be present in certain states where it is lawful to wager. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details. You just want to spice up watching that football game on Sunday. Prize Picks is the place to go. Again, download that Prize Picks app today and use code Shapiro to get $50 credit instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. And so, for example, the left has decided that Tom Homan, who is Donald Trump's new chosen border czar, is a very bad man. He's a very bad man because he's going to engage in deportation of illegal immigrants. But the truth is, when you watch Tom Homan is more representative of Americans' feelings about where empathy should be placed than Ta-Nehisi Coates or his dad or Ellen DeGeneres or Sarah McBride or Hakeem Jeffries. Tom Homan was on Laura Ingraham's show and he was talking about the conviction of the criminal who murdered Laken Riley, who you'll remember is the young woman who was brutally slain by an illegal immigrant. Here was Tom Homan.
You know, Laura, a lot of people ask me why I get so emotional when I do Fox News and why I scream at members of Congress. Because I've seen so much tragedy. I've talked to hundreds of angels and moms and dads who buried their children because they're killed by illegal alien. This just is the latest. You know, I've talked to little girls as young as 9 years old that were raped multiple times by members of cartel. When you look in her eyes and everything innocent and pure has been ripped from her soul, and her life will never be the same. I mean, it's just I'm tired of it. And the government failed the Laken Riley family. Not only if President Trump was president, he'd be sitting in Mexico in the Mexico program. And if he did get to New York and he was arrested for injury to a child in New York, ICE would be able to arrest him because the priorities under Trump were if you're in the country illegally, you're a target. But because Secretary Mayorkas put the priorities so low, even the injury to the child didn't meet the standards, so ICE could even place a detainer on him. So this is purely, it could have been prevented. This young lady's dead. And I want every mayor, every governor of a sanctuary jurisdiction to listen to that tape, listen to this young girl fight for her life, fight for her breath, trying to survive, terrified. Think of I want you to understand what she went through. Like the 9-year-old boy, the 5-year-old boy in the back of the tractor trailer that I held, I found him dead, that baked to death. Mm-hmm. I thought about what the last hour of his life was like. You need to listen to this tape. And for those governors and mayors who are saying they're going to stop Tom Homan, they're going to stop President Trump, shame on you. Your responsibility is protect your communities. And that's what we want to do, is protect your community.
Again, this is basic common sense. That's where the empathy should be. It should be the victims of crime. That is perfectly obvious to most Americans. Internationally, empathy should be with America's allies, not with America's enemies. And yet Democrats seem to have a problem with this. The Senate voted on a measure led by the execrable, useless leech on the ass of society, Senator Bernie Sanders, and a bunch of other Democrats, that sought to block the sale of $20 billion in U.S.-made weapons to Israel. Okay, now, that had already been cleared by the Congress. It's a last-ditch effort, according to the Washington Post, to limit the carnage, suffering, and destruction. No, it isn't. It's a last-ditch effort to stop Israel from defeating its enemies. Its enemies, by the way, are State Department-designated terror groups like Hamas and Hezbollah. 19 Democrats favored blocking this aid to Israel, to embargo arms to Israel in the middle of a war, an existential war on its northern border and its southern border from two massive terrorist groups, both of which are funded by the Iranian terror regime. 19 senators out of 51, 37%, over a third of the Senate caucus for Democrats, voted in favor of a full-scale arms embargo on the state of Israel in the middle of a war. That includes things like blocking mortar rounds. We're talking like the most basic munitions available. Okay, there were some, again, there are some people like Tammy Baldwin who voted present. Okay, but those senators were Heinrich Hirono, Kane King, Markey, Merkley, Ossoff Sanders, Chat Smith, Warren Welch, Durbin Van Hollen, Shaheen Lujan, Warnock Murphy. Okay, both senators from Georgia. By the way, Georgia needs to vote these people out because Georgia is a red state. Okay, but what an insane, insane proposition. And yet, those are the people for whom the Democratic Party has sympathy. You wonder why you lost and why you're going to continue to lose. The reason is because you're putting your empathy and your sympathy in all the wrong places. Why? As a reflection of your baseline system of values. And that baseline system of values is that success is a symptom of exploitation and oppression. Failure is a symptom of victimization and victimhood. Because you believe that, you put your sympathy in all the wrong places. You crack down on all the normies. That's the reason. It's not because of economic discontent alone. The Democrats' problems are not going to be fixed by a better economy under a Democratic administration. They're only going to be fixed when you stop associating with some of the worst ideas available in public life. We'll get to more on that in just a second, but first.
You can live out your MasterChef dream when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, coming up. The left cannot stand the fact that Morning Joe is trying to make nice with Donald Trump. There's a reason for that. It's the Ben Shapiro Show.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Required to qualify.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So the left is fighting mad at Morning Joe. Well, it is because of this Democratic vision of the world that they are so angry at MSNBC's Morning Joe for going and meeting with Donald Trump. Remember, if this were just a disagreement over the direction of the economy, if, in fact, Democrats and Republicans held the same baseline values, it were just a matter of how we reach the same endpoint. If that were the case, why would anybody be that angry at Morning Joe going and visiting Donald Trump? The answer is, of course, that that is not what the members of MSNBC's viewer class believe. They believe that Donald Trump represents a lesser morality, in fact, the worst kind of morality. He represents something truly bad. And so if you make any provision for that, then you obviously have joined the side of evil. It's not that you have made a pragmatic political consideration to, you know, actually report on the current administration. No, instead, you have crossed the line. You have placed your sympathy and empathy with the bad guys. This, of course, is the message of either Mark Cuban or Rosie O'Donnell. I can't tell the difference anymore. Here's Rosie O'Donnell ripping MSNBC's Morning Joe.
So Mika and Joe went down to Mar-a-Lago to kiss the ring. It's the last time I ever watched Morning Joe. Period. End of statement. Unreal. Unreal. For months you were telling us he's the worst thing that could happen to this country and democracy. And then you go kiss his ring. Despicable you, both of you.
Okay, well, what I really enjoy most about that clip, I'm not sure, there's so many things I enjoy about that. I love the tender piano music underneath her being bat loony. That really I like. Also, she's now reaching what we here at the Ben Shapiro Show like to call the Michael Moore singularity. The Michael Moore singularity is that as every Democrat ages, they all turn into Michael Moore, male and female. It's like an amazing thing. Rosie O'Donnell, Joe Scarborough, Rachel Maddow, Michael Moore, they're all the same person. They've all become the same. Mark Cuban, they're all the same. They look, I don't know if they all have one pair of glasses and they just trade them or what the deal is. But the Michael Moore singularity is a very real consequence of liberalism. It's the bizarre Democratic portrait of Dorian Gray. You just turn into Michael Moore as you age. In any case, MSNBC's Morning Joe is apparently absolutely bleeding its viewer. Apparently, they brought in 839,000 total viewers during the 6 a.m. hour of the program and 113,000 viewers in the 25 to 54 age demo on Monday. That same hour on Tuesday dropped to 680,000 total viewers with 76,000 in the demo. There are more people in your local broom closet than are watching Morning Joe on a national level at this point. Why? Well, because they committed the great sin. The great sin is to recognize that perhaps the morality of the left is not so superior to the morality of the right that you shouldn't have a conversation. That is precisely the thing they're angry about, which is why the left is constantly calling for censorship. We're going to get to more of this in just one second. First, if you really enjoy The Ben Shapiro Show and The Daily Wire, we have a bunch of other shows over at dailywire.com. Let Matt Walsh tell you about his show.
Hey, this is Matt Walsh, host of The Matt Walsh Show. Most of us, you know, don't wake up in the morning thinking about what the bureaucrats in D.C. are up to. At least I don't. Our concerns are more immediate than that, which is why I focus on social issues, culture, family, faith, even sometimes pop culture. Political issues are important, but I don't think they're the most important thing or the most entertaining thing, frankly. So If you're looking for a conservative show that goes beyond politics and brings you stories the mainstream media tries to ignore, come check out The Matt Walsh Show, Monday through Friday, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, YouTube, Facebook, anywhere you go for podcasts, I'm there. Plus, if you check it out on DailyWire.com, you can watch the entire show ad-free. The Matt Walsh Show, check it out. I'll see you there.
So the latest episode of censorship comes courtesy of something called the Conscious Advertising Network. So the Conscious Advertising Network is another one of these ginned up organizations designed to promote censorship against conservative shows. According to their website, they are focused on breaking the economic link between advertising and harmful content. Quote, we combine our advertising and human rights expertise, so it sounds like they have a lot of expertise, to help implement industry platform and policy interventions and embed human rights within relevant commercial and political decision making globally. They have 180 plus members. They include Haleon, Virgin Media O2, British Gas and Innocent Drinks, network media agencies like Group M, Havas Media and Omnicom Media Group, and leading civil society groups like the UN Office of High Commissioner for Human Rights. So they're a trash bag, and they basically put pressure on advertisers not to advertise on things they don't like. They want censorship. Here, for example, was at a UN conference, one of the leaders of the Conscious Advertising Network, a person named Alex Murray, talking about how what we actually need now is full-scale censorship on climate issues.
The climate information ecosystem has been compromised by the relentless onslaught of disinformation campaigns orchestrated and amplified by powerful actors. The impact of this is that it's obstructed climate action, it's deepened division, it's reduced trust, and it's obstructed progress on climate action. And big tech, legacy media, influential PR firms, and the advertising industry all have played a role within this and often have prioritized profit over truth.
So he believes that he is the sole arbiter of truth, and that means that he is going to put pressure to censor any sort of information that runs counter to the climate alarmism that his group, the Conscious Advertising Network, is pushing. In fact, he says we need regulation of First Amendment speech, what we would call First Amendment speech in the United States. And the United Nations is the most Orwellian institution, and I pray to God that when the Trump administration gets in, they completely defund it. They should defund it. They should blow up the building in New York. They should build a Trump hotel. I don't care what they do with the land. They can turn it into affordable housing. That is the UN, the most Isley of international politics, a wretched hive of scum and villainy, needs to be torn down to its roots. They need to salt the earth. Anyway, here's this schmuck talking about how they need democratic regulation of the First Amendment, which is usually one of the things we tend to call tyranny here in the United States.
We need democratic regulation of this as well. We need measures which increase transparency. We need to promote responsible moderation within platform design, and we need to support media literacy as well.
Okay, I don't trust you. I don't trust you because I think that you're a liar. And I think that you are willing to say whatever you have to do in order to advance your agenda and to shut down whoever you have to shut down in order to advance that agenda. That, too, is something we're rebelling against in the United States. You want to know why the Overton window has blown wide open? The reason is because y'all shut it up so tight that nobody could get through. No one, unless they agreed with Hillary Clinton, could get through that Overton window. Well, now the Overton window no longer exists. And that is a far hell of a sight better than what you had established before. Now, speaking of people who helped to blow up the Overton window, Elon Musk continues to unveil win after win. Elon Musk is, of course, going to be heading up with Vivek Ramaswamy, the so-called Doge plan to reform government. They have a piece in the Wall Street Journal talking about how they are going to push back against the rules and regulations promulgated by unelected bureaucrats. They say, quote, President Trump has asked the two of us to lead a newly formed Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, to cut the federal government down to size. The entrenched and ever-growing bureaucracy represents an existential threat to our republic, and politicians have abetted it for too long. That's why we're doing things differently. We're entrepreneurs, not politicians. We'll serve as outside volunteers, not federal officials or employees. Unlike government commissions or advisory committees, we won't just write reports or cut ribbons. We'll cut costs. We're assisting the Trump transition team to identify and hire a lean team of small government crusaders, including some of the sharpest technical and legal minds in America. This team will work in the new administration closely with the White House Office of Management and Budget. Speaking of which, President Trump is looking at the return of Russell Vought to be his new head of the White House Office of Management and Budget. He'll be a great partner for Musk and Vivek in cutting all sorts of useless nonsense from the federal budget. Vaught, of course, led the OMB during Trump's first administration. He's expected to meet with Trump about the job Wednesday at Mar-a-Lago, according to the Washington Post. So again, it's been widely reported that he's going to bring him back. That would be a very good move by President Trump to move toward achieving what Vivek and Elon are trying to do right here. According to Vivek and Elon, DOGE will work with legal experts embedded in government agencies aided by advanced technology to apply the new Supreme Court rulings that overruled the Chevron doctrine, which basically gave unlimited discretion to administrative agencies to adjudicate their own rulings. They're going to apply these rulings to federal regulations enacted by such agencies. DOGE will present this list of regulations to President Trump, who can, by executive order, immediately pause the enforcement of those regulations and initiate the process for review and rescission. This would liberate individuals and businesses from illicit regulations never passed by Congress and would stimulate the United States economy. And all this is very good, and it's just an indicator of the kind of changes that are coming to Washington, D.C. All right, folks, we reached the end of the show. We'll be back here Monday with much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. House Speaker Mike Johnson is very concerned about this week's International Criminal Court arrest warrants for Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his former defense minister. On the Salem Media Group news program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Johnson says the U.S. needs to take a firm stand against this action.
We need President Biden and Chuck Schumer in the Senate to stand up right now and declare that this arrest warrant cannot be acted upon. We have legislation that is pending there, bipartisan legislation, to counteract this. And so far, Chuck Schumer has not put that legislation on the floor. They need to pass that. The president needs to get out on his international platform and say, enough is enough, and we will not stand for this.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill on radio stations this weekend and also at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Salem News Channel. Also at townhall.com, a familiar face will be returning to the White House budget office in the upcoming Trump administration. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Donald Trump announced that he would nominate Russell Vaught to lead the Office of Management and Budget, a position he held during Trump's first term. Vaught was closely involved with the Heritage Foundation's Project 2025, a conservative blueprint for Trump's second term. In a statement, the president-elect said Vaught knows exactly how to dismantle the deep state and end weaponized government. Greg Clugston, The White House.
NATO and Ukraine will hold emergency talks Tuesday after Russia attacked a central city with a hypersonic ballistic missile that escalated the nearly 33-month-old war. Ukraine's parliament canceled the session Friday over the security threat. Heavy rain from a major storm prompted evacuation warnings for communities near a northern California river that forecasters say could break its banks as the system continued to dump heavy snow in mountainous areas, with some ski resorts open for the season. You'll find more online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma within the past 20 years, listen up, because you could be entitled to significant cash compensation. For years, the weed killer Roundup was used in homes, farms, and gardens, and now studies have proven a direct link between Roundup and this deadly cancer. So if you or someone you know have been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, call us and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. Time to file a claim is running out, so don't delay. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can find out if you qualify for a monetary award. Call 800-842-6060. That's 800-842-6060. 800-842-6060. Call now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
McDonald's is trying to win back inflation-weary customers by expanding its value menu. Correspondent Rita Foley has more on the story.
Starting January 7th, McDonald's will let you buy one item full price from a limited value menu and get another item on that menu for $1. What's on the menu? Well, items include a sausage McMuffin, hash browns, a McChicken sandwich, and small fries. McDonald's will also continue to offer its $5 meal deal through next summer and local specials. As grocery price inflation has eased some, McDonald's says it's seen more diners shifting to eating at home instead of going out. McDonald's $5 meal deal helped the chain win back some customers. I'm Rita Foley.
You'll find breaking news and analysis, more headlines, and full stories at townhall.com. That's townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Wall Street has reached another record.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, giving the market its fifth gain in a row and notching another record high for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Friday. The Dow added 426 points, about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite tacked on 0.2%. Gap soared 12.8% after reporting quarterly results that easily beat analyst estimates. EchoStar fell 2.8% after DirecTV called off its purchase of that company's Dish Network unit. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged down to 4.41%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Bitcoin is jumping again, setting another new high above $99,000. The cryptocurrency has been shattering records almost daily since the election and has rocketed more than 40% higher in just 2 weeks. It's on the doorstep of $100,000. More online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Katherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights Contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by the station and these pro arts businesses.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Which is also predictable. Also, Planned Parenthood has been exposed yet again for illegally selling the bodies of it. But what the hell is long COVID? Is it anything? And Media Matters names their top misinformers of the year. I could not be more honored to have made the list. All of that and more today on the Matt Walsh Show. That's because it's not especially relevant or important, but every now and then there's a story that's such a dud that no one remotely cares about, that it actually manages to circle back around and become relevant and important again because of that. The very fact that no one cares about the story in itself is worth talking about. So here's one recent example of what I mean. About a year ago, there was a massive strike in Canada's federal public sector. It's one of the largest strikes in the country's history. Roughly a third of Canada's government bureaucracy, more than 150,000 employees, walked off the job, saying they deserved higher wages and the privilege of working from home. The public sector union in Canada expected that Trudeau's government would immediately agree to their demands and end the strike, but that didn't happen. For once in his political career, Trudeau hesitated before throwing taxpayers' money away. And therefore, for nearly 2 weeks, Canada had to make do without a huge portion of its federal workforce. Now, keep in mind, Canada is our largest trading partner. Something like 40 million people live there. They have an army, allegedly. And yet, no one in Canada, much less in the United States, felt any negative impacts whatsoever from this huge, unprecedented government strike. Everything functioned as smoothly as it did before. The economy was untouched. People went about their lives as they normally did. The strike of Canada's government was neither relevant nor important to anyone. Now, naturally, that led Canadians to ask some rather uncomfortable questions. They wondered, for example, whether they really needed to pay millions of dollars to the federal government so that bureaucrats could write useless reports about, say, the precise size of all the hydrothermal vents that have been discovered in Canadian waters, or the specific number of non-binary vagrants in Vancouver who also identify as indigenous furries. As one Canadian put it at the time in a post that was widely shared on social media, quote, other than delayed passport applications, who has actually noticed the effects of 155,000 federal servants that haven't been working for a week? If you haven't, perhaps there's no need for them. Reports from CBC News, which is Canada's state broadcaster, focused on alleged hardships that the federal workers were enduring on strike. They didn't even mention hardships suffered by the public because there weren't any hardships that anybody suffered. Another Canadian outlet, CTV, tried its best to find a downside to what was happening. They ended up saying that it was a terrible thing that Canada's immigration system wasn't able to allow as many foreign nationals into the country as they usually did. Watch.
For many Canadians, this federal worker strike has created inconveniences, obtaining passports, filing taxes on time. But for people looking to come to this country or to stay here, the consequences are much more severe. The strike is delaying an already overburdened immigration system. While claims are still coming in, all processing is frozen. Canada was already facing a backlog of immigration applications even before the strike because of the pandemic.
You know, it's an amazing clip to watch now that just 1 year later, Canada's government has implemented a moratorium on most new migration. They're finally admitting that they shouldn't have allowed hundreds of thousands of foreign nationals into their country every year. Housing has become more expensive. Crime has gotten worse. People can't find jobs. Now even Canada's liberals have to acknowledge this. But really, if they had allowed the strike to continue, they wouldn't have needed the immigration moratorium. The strike was already accomplishing that in a roundabout way. And as you heard, it was apparently accomplishing other things, too. People weren't getting taxed either. So it was a win-win for everybody. But of course, eventually Trudeau caved. He had to pay the federal workers because they're his base. And as a result, Canadians are still being forced to employ a vast bureaucracy that clearly and unquestionably makes their lives worse. This is a burden that Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy are now promising to eliminate in this country. They've already published a roadmap explaining how exactly their Department of Government Efficiency plans to gut the United States federal bureaucracy. And it's worth taking a look at it, in part because this roadmap helps explain exactly how our government got completely out of control in the first place. And also the reactions from the left are already hysterical. I mean, they're losing their minds at the thought, the very thought of a smaller, more efficient government. And it's all pretty amazing to watch. So Musk and Ramaswamy outlined in a Wall Street Journal op-ed this week that the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, has a very real chance of succeeding where other efforts to curb government expansion have failed. And that's because of the two Supreme Court rulings that the conservative justices helped secure during Joe Biden's presidency. One of those rulings overturned the so-called Chevron doctrine. That's the doctrine that allowed unelected bureaucrats in government agencies to essentially make laws in certain areas as long as Congress has given the agency some general authority to oversee those areas. This is a principle that expanded the power of the federal government far beyond what anybody probably realizes. You might remember, for example, when the Biden administration came out and declared that 85 million private sector workers had to either get the COVID shot or wear a mask. There was no law authorizing that. There was no public referendum. The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, a federal agency staffed with unelected bureaucrats, just issued a rule one day. They said mask mandates and vaccine mandates fell under their mandate of a workplace safety agency, even though nothing like that had ever been tried before because it made no sense whatsoever. And incredibly, until the Supreme Court stepped in, some federal courts actually agreed with the Biden administration. The Chevron doctrine made unconstitutional mandates like that possible, along with tens of thousands of other irrational and onerous rules and regulations. Now the Chevron doctrine is gone, but virtually all of those illegal administrative rules and regulations remain on the books. They're not going to be removed unless the federal government or a federal court takes the initiative and strikes them down, and that's the whole idea here with DOGE. Specifically, the DOGE plan involves placing legal experts inside government agencies who are aided by advanced technology, quote-unquote, that will allow them to apply the Supreme Court's ruling to federal regulations. DOGE will then turn over a list of the regulations to Trump, who can cut them instantly with an executive order. That's going to be the process. There's no need for Congress to get involved here. The administrative state has gained a lot of power over the years, and now DOGE is going to use those powers to destroy the administrative state. That's the first kind of reform that DOGE plans to put in place. It's called regulatory rescissions. The second and third kinds of reform, the more prominent ones, are called administrative reductions and cost savings. This involves shutting down government agencies and firing government employees. And that's really the fun part. That's where it gets fun. As Musk and Ramaswamy wrote in their plan, quote, the number of federal employees to cut should be at least proportionate to the number of federal regulations that are nullified. Not only are fewer employees required to enforce fewer regulations, but the agency would produce fewer regulations once its scope of authority is properly limited. In interviews, Ramaswamy has made it clear that eliminating entire government departments is on the table. Watch.
Are you expecting to close down entire agencies, like President Trump has talked about the Department of Education, for example? Are you going to be closing down departments?
We expect mass reductions. We expect certain agencies to be deleted outright. We expect mass reductions in force in areas of the federal government that are bloated. We expect massive cuts among federal contractors and others who are overbilling the federal government. So, yes, we expect all of the above. And I think people will be surprised by, I think, how quickly we're able to move with some of those changes, given the legal backdrop the Supreme Court has given us.
Now, both Musk and Ramaswamy have previously signaled their explicit support for abolishing the Department of Education in particular, which I obviously support as well. This is a department that has just failed its third audit in a row, which is almost as bad as the Pentagon, which just failed its seventh consecutive audit for its budget of nearly $1 trillion. No one can point to anything, any single thing the Department of Education has achieved. Americans have become dumber and less educated by every metric since the Department of Education was reintroduced in this country back in 1979. Even the defenders of the Department of Education inevitably end up making this point themselves accidentally. So this is one of the better tweets that you'll see on the subject from somebody on the left who's opposed to gutting the education bureaucracy in this country. See if you can follow the logic here. This was a tweet. Quote, oh, by the way, middle schoolers can't read. High schoolers can't write a proper essay. College students can't differentiate a scholarly-based article versus propaganda, and adults can't tell when a picture is AI. But sure, get rid of the Department of Education, LOL. That person eventually deleted that tweet after about 10 million people pointed out that all of those failures have occurred under the watch of the Department of Education. This is an agency that is not fixing any of those problems or any problems. It's taking in billions of dollars, wasting it on administrative costs. Now, obviously, we don't know yet whether DOGE will actually be able to eliminate this agency or any other agency. A change that significant would probably require an act of Congress. But it's clear that DOGE will clearly push us in that direction. They'll go after other useless government departments, too. Recently, Elon Musk reposted this video of the economist Milton Friedman from about 15 years ago outlining all of the government departments that he cut. It's a pretty big clue into the agencies that can expect significant downsizing under DOGE. Watch.
Well, I want to just go right down the list quickly and have you give me a thumbs up or thumbs down. Keep them or abolish them. Department of Agriculture.
Abolish.
Gone.
Oh, man.
Department of Commerce.
Abolish.
Gone. Department of Defense.
Keep.
Keep it. Department of Education.
Abolish.
Gone. Housing and Urban Development.
Out.
Oh. Didn't even pause over that one. Department of the Interior.
Oh, well, but Housing and Urban Development has done an enormous amount of harm. My God. If you think of the way in which they've destroyed parts of cities under the rubric of eliminating slums.
Jack Kemp.
You know, you remember, and Martin Anderson wrote a book on the federal bulldozer describing the effect of the urban development. There have been many more dwelling units torn down in the name of public housing that have been built.
Department of the Interior, your beloved National Park Service.
Well, given that the problem there is, you first have to sell off all the land that the government owns. But that's what you should do.
It could be done pretty quickly.
There's no reason for government to own. The government now owns something like one-third of all the land in the country.
And that's too much. Should go down to zero.
Should go down. Well, not entirely zero. They ought to own the land on which government buildings are.
Now, whatever you think of Milton Friedman, it's obviously true that if the U.S. government had listened to him a long time ago, we'd be better off than we are right now. Friedman once stated that it's impossible to have a welfare state and open borders at the same time. You can't promise the entire world free stuff and then allow all of them to enter the country. But the government didn't listen to that kind of logic at the time. And now we have states like California, which are completely out of money as they rush to pay the health care bills of millions of illegal aliens. We'll be right back with more after a quick break to hear from our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home project, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
We'll be back with the Matt Walsh Show in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Hi friends, RC here with this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Don Pepin Original Exclusivos Nicaraguan Puro Corojo Wrapper equals a Don Pepin Classic. Cubanesque in flavor, strength, and size, this is the stick to celebrate your latest victory. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual country Christmas fair and tree sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts. Plus, proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activities with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring six non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one tree. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
I'm five.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show. Later on in the video, Friedman outlined his guiding overall principle in determining whether an agency should be dismantled or retained. He explained why he thinks we still need a Defense Department, a Treasury Department, State Department, for example. And Friedman was using similar principles. We can assume that Musk is going to adopt with Doge. Watch.
What are its fundamental functions? Preserve the peace, defend the country.
All right.
Provide a mechanism whereby individuals can adjudicate their disputes. That's the Justice Department. Protect individuals from being coerced by other individuals. The police function.
Right.
And now, this is both the central government and the state and local governments. The police function is primarily local and central.
Right.
And those are the fundamental functions of government, in my opinion.
Now, critics of DOGE point out that even if you cut all these departments, the government's still going to be in the red. And that's true. Two-thirds of our spending is on entitlements like Social Security, along with interest payments on the national debt. I pointed out before that Social Security is a giant Ponzi scheme that steals money from Americans. It would be far better, obviously, to allow Americans to keep their paychecks, invest their own money however they want, rather than having the government plan our retirements for us. But DOGE can't get rid of Social Security without an act of Congress. But even given that DOGE can't get rid of all government spending, obviously, it could still reduce a huge amount. It can make people's lives a lot less burdensome in the process. And on top of that, some of this spending is just evil. So eliminating it is good for its own sake, even if the relative savings aren't that big in terms of the entire U.S. budget. For example, this is from the Wall Street Journal op-ed that Musk and Ramaswamy wrote, quote, DOGE will help end federal overspending by taking aim at the $500 billion plus in annual federal expenditures that are unauthorized by Congress or being used in ways that Congress never intended, from $535 million a year to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and $1.5 billion for grants to international organizations to nearly $300 million to progressive groups like Planned Parenthood. So we're spending billions of dollars to fund propaganda on stations like NPR. We're also paying Planned Parenthood to murder children. That's a pretty big problem. And this is spending that has persisted for a lot of administrations, both Democrat and Republican, even though the vast majority of Republican voters don't support it. It's just well past time to end it. And if DOGE could do that just by itself, that would be a major victory. You can tell the left realizes that. They're melting down over the new DOGE blueprint already. Here, for example, was a reaction from a guy named Brian Allen, who's apparently been featured in MSN and Yahoo Finance. So you know he's a real credible guy. He says, quote, I'm not exaggerating when I say this could collapse the government within a year. Musk and Ramaswamy just dropped their first DOGE roadmap, and it's a disaster waiting to happen. Here's how they plan to dismantle the federal government step by step. Plant DOGE loyalists in every U.S. agency, then use advanced technology, probably AI, to identify thousands of regulations to slash across the board. Hand Trump this hit list of regulations and let him rubber stamp their elimination. Gut federal agencies by finding the minimum number of employees needed to function after gutting regulations. Think Musk's 80% staff cuts at X, but scaled up to the entire government. Sounds amazing. I mean, it sounds absolutely wonderful. Yeah, but here he's presenting the Twitter layoffs as a negative. Apparently, this is something of a common perspective on the left, even though it boggles the mind that anybody would think this. Elon Musk fired 80% of Twitter employees, and everybody on the left said Twitter would collapse as a result. It would just be gone. A lot of software engineers and so on said the same thing on MSNBC. None of it was true. Twitter is now a lot better than it used to be. By getting rid of all the bureaucrats and censorship commissars at Twitter, it's about a million times more functional and useful. Now, if a top Silicon Valley company has that much bloat, then you can imagine how much bloat the federal government has. I mean, it's really staggering. Even a lot of critics of Donald Trump understand that. Here, for example, is John Bolton praising the idea of DOGE, although he then says that we should spend all of the savings on bombing foreign countries, which is John Bolton's favorite thing to do. Watch.
Look, Musk may have a big role here. It's not entirely clear what Trump is going to do with this Department of Government Efficiency. If we can save a couple $100 billion, I'd be delighted. We can spend it on the defense budget, which desperately needs an increase.
So this is something we need to look out for, obviously. It's not very productive if we save a ton of money and then use that money to start World War III, as John Bolton really wants us to do. The point is to cut the spending and let Americans keep more of their own money. That's the whole idea. And along the way, we need to eliminate funding for merchants of death like Planned Parenthood and other evil organizations. In Argentina, they've implemented similar wide-scale cuts in government. As a result, their GDP is expected to grow by nearly 10% next year, according to JP Morgan. That's one of the highest rates of growth in the world. This is the kind of growth you get when you destroy needless regulations and government agencies. like Argentina, you know, we weren't always this bloated and inefficient. As aerospace CEO Jared Isaacman put it recently, quote, take the Gerald Ford class aircraft carriers. The first carrier was awarded in 2008. Construction began in 2009. It was commissioned in 2017. It didn't deploy until 2022 at a cost of $18 billion. The next carrier in the class, the JFK, will take at least 10 years from construction to commissioning and cost $12.5 billion. These timelines are staggering. During World War II, the USA built over 155 carriers in a handful of years. Or for another perspective, these projects run longer than the time from Alan Shepard's first suborbital flight to Neil Armstrong's walk on the moon. So getting us back to mid-20th century levels of government efficiency is a goal that Republicans have had for decades. And now there's a realistic chance that it'll finally happen. It's only been 2 weeks since the election, and Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy have already gotten to work hiring employees for Doge, outlining their agenda in very clear, direct terms. If and when they succeed, it'll be a lot like the situation in Canada last year. Tens of thousands of federal bureaucrats will stop going to work because they won't have jobs anymore. And other than saving a lot of money and having more freedom, Americans won't notice a thing. We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Reading Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Festa Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice. With respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Greg's Pump and Well Service, we believe integrity is the cornerstone of everything we do. This month, we proudly salute our armed forces and first responders, those who embody true service, dedication, and integrity. When you choose us for your pump and well needs, you're choosing a company that shares those same values. Thank you for your service. Let us serve you with pride. 530-282-5395. Call us at 530-282-5395. License 109-0355.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Reading, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The rates may apply. The rates may apply.
And we're back with the Matt Walsh Show. All right, I want to talk about, spend a little time on this. In a development as predictable as the sunrise this morning, it's come to light that Pete Hegseth, Trump's pick for defense secretary, was accused of sexual assault. And I say that this was predictable because Pete Hegseth is a man who is a conservative and who was picked by Trump to hold a position of power and who the Democrats really, really, really hate. So all of those factors together are virtually guaranteed that we'd hear lurid claims and allegations of various kinds. And here they are. So here they are, right on schedule. They've showed up. Now, what makes this also ugly, of course, is that there's never any way to know for sure if somebody's innocent of a rape claim made against them. I mean, usually there's no way to know for absolute sure. None of us were there when the supposed crime was committed. And the accused usually can't prove a negative. It's very hard to prove that something didn't happen. And this is what makes false claims so incredibly evil. Even if they are false, and even if most people suspect that they're false, even if most people are very confident that they're false, there's no way for the accused to ever fully and definitively exonerate himself, which just means that bad actors can use the false accusation to smear him for the rest of his life. Totally innocent. Doesn't matter. It could still be used to smear you for the rest of your life. That's what makes this so, so evil. However, although none of us can know what did or did not happen in any kind of, anytime something happens in a room where you weren't there and there's no video or audio, you can't know for sure what happened. We can still use our judgment to decide what we think is likely true. And using my judgment on this one, I have to say that from my perspective, this rape claim is among the least credible, the least believable, the most apparently outrageous that I've ever seen. I mean, this is Kavanaugh-level stuff. The only difference is that this is a claim for 2017. With Kavanaugh, it was like 30 years ago or whatever. But everything else, it's about as credible as that, which is to say, not at all. So I don't believe it. I don't believe it at all. I just simply don't believe it. Now, admittedly, I'm biased because I went in with heavy skepticism just because the rape claim is such a common tool used against Republicans that the media is trying to destroy, especially Republicans who are in some kind of position where they've been appointed to something and they're going to go through a confirmation process, whether it's a cabinet pick or a Supreme Court. This especially, just like, you know, it's going to happen. And then when it does, you can't help but be very skeptical before you even listen, before you know the story. You're immediately like, oh, OK, yeah, here we go. But still,
I read through the facts, let them speak for themselves, and the facts here just make it impossible for me personally to take the claim seriously. So we'll go through this, and I want to start with how the mainstream media is covering it. So I'm going to play this CBS report. It's kind of long, it's about 2.5 minutes, but it's important that you hear the whole report, so I can then tell you what you don't hear in this report, right? But let's listen to it.
We turn now to this newly revealed police report that offers graphic details into a sexual assault claim against Donald Trump's pick to run the Department of Defense. The police report is now published for anyone to read. Pete Hegseth's lawyer maintains it was a consensual encounter. CBS's Nicole Killen was asking tough questions today on Capitol Hill.
Vice President-elect J.D. Vance played host to Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on Capitol Hill today, just as the news broke of a graphic newly released police report that detailed Hegseth's involvement in an alleged sexual assault in 2017.
Did you sexually assault a woman in Monterey, California?
I have, as far as the media is concerned, I'll keep this very simple. The matter was fully investigated, and I was completely cleared, and that's where I'm going
to
leave it.
According to the report, a woman referred to as Jane Doe met Hegseth during a conference at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. Both were drinking with a group at the hotel bar when Doe said things got fuzzy. A nurse who treated her later said Doe believed something may have been slipped into her drink. She then recalled being in a hotel room when Hegseth took her phone from her hand. When she got up to leave, Hegseth blocked the door with his body. Her next memory was when she was on a bed or a couch and Hegseth was over her. His dog tags were hovering over her face.
I don't know the young lady.
Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen said Hegseth addressed the allegation in their meeting.
I don't think there's any way in the world you can say that this is a sexual assault.
What makes you so confident about that?
Have you read the report?
I actually have. I've got it right here.
I read the report too. It's pretty clear that what took place. It's pretty clear that there was, she definitely was. It wasn't drugged to a room. It was two people working on it.
Well, it also said she couldn't get out of the room.
Well, that's one person opinion.
Hegseth's attorney told CBS News police found the allegations to be false and claimed it was Hegseth who was intoxicated and the woman who was the aggressor. He also confirmed the Fox News host paid the woman an unknown sum of money after she threatened to sue, fearing it could cost him his job.
The district attorney in Monterey said tonight that her office declined to file charges against Hegseth because it determined that they could not be proven beyond a reasonable doubt. Nora?
All right, Nicole Killing with those tough questions tonight. Thank you.
So that's a pretty good representation of how the media is covering the story, which isn't to say it's a good representation of the story. It's a good representation of how the media is covering it. And it's exactly how you'd expect them to cover it. That is incredibly dishonestly. A lot of extremely pertinent information was left out of the report. So let's go through it. Let's talk about the facts, first of all, that are not in dispute. The things that, you know, everybody agrees on. The details that we know with relative certainty and which can be proven by witnesses, security camera footage, and so on. So we'll start at the beginning here. Hegseth and this woman were both at a conference, apparently some kind of conservative conference thing, at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in 2017. The woman, and this is something that, unless I missed it somehow, CBS doesn't tell you, the woman is married. And not only is she married, but apparently her husband and children were at the hotel with her. Okay. So this is a married woman who apparently attended this conference with her family. Why would you not mention that in the report? Well, you don't mention the report because it makes her sound really bad. It makes her sound really bad. Because at a minimum, she's late at night at a hotel bar drinking with some guy, and her husband is there upstairs. Automatically, that makes her sound terrible. Well, we don't want to include anything in the report that will make this woman sound terrible. Because if we already know this woman did a terrible thing, well, terrible people do terrible things. Another terrible thing you can do is lie about a rape accusation to get yourself out of trouble. So let's leave that out. Let's not talk about that. This is what the media says. So, but she's apparently, you know, at this conference with her, she attended with her family late at night at this bar. Her husband is in the hotel room with her children. She's down at the bar drinking with Pete Hegseth. Again, this part, not really in dispute. And by the way, just a note for any men out there. If you're at a hotel with your wife and it's midnight and she's out drinking with someone who isn't you, She's cheating. Okay, let me just clear up any confusion you might have. Yeah, she's cheating. You're sitting in the hotel room worried. Well, you know, she can't be cheating. No, yeah, no, she is. She is. 1,000% she is. Apparently her husband went looking for her at 2 a.m. and couldn't find her. Couldn't get her on the phone. Couldn't find her. Once again, if you don't know where your wife is at 2 a.m., she's cheating. That terrible feeling you have in the pit of your stomach where you're all the worst case scenarios. Yep, that's it. That's what 1,000% probability. Okay. Cheating or dead, I guess, are the two possibilities. And I don't mean to be morbid, but that's really it. You can't find your wife at 2 a.m. She's cheating or she's dead. And yet this woman showed back up in her the next morning to her room with her husband and had some sort of story about falling asleep in a friend's room. Yeah, okay. Anyway, so back to that night. She goes up to Hegseth's room. She was not dragged up there. She was not carried up there. Okay? She walked up there. According to the security camera footage, this footage of her walking up to the room. And that's all the stuff we know for sure. So now they're in the hotel room that they both were drinking. Okay, so you can't use the whole, she was drunk, so this automatically is not her consent. He was drinking too. So he could accuse her of rape, I guess. I mean, this is what we're always told. Well, if a woman was drinking, then it automatically, you can't consent. Drunk sex is non-consensual. Well, so was he drinking. So she's a rapist. She raped him. He should sue her. So now they're in the hotel room. In the room, there are no witnesses aside from those two. There's no security footage. One would hope there's no cameras in the hotel room. And, Hegseth says that they had consensual sex. The woman says that she wanted to leave, but he forcibly stopped her and then raped her. He said, she said there. Okay. No other evidence to go on either way. But for that part of the story. Okay, we got a bunch of stuff we know, and then there's this part here in the hotel room. We can't know. Nobody was there. It was just those two. But then we go back, and now there's more stuff that we know, because the story continues.
We'll take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. Don't go anywhere.
Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. but Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
1-0908.
Welcome back to the Matt Walsh Show.
And here's another one that CBS didn't mention, I don't think. This woman did not report the supposed sexual assault until 4 days later. She says that she didn't remember it until days after the fact. She told her husband about the quote-unquote assault 3 days after it supposedly occurred. Police investigated, as you heard. He was cleared. They found no solid evidence of rape. They found no evidence that she was drugged or whatever. There was something put in her drink. If Pete Hegseth, okay, I mean, come on. Pete Hegseth, at this point, a well-known Fox News host, is at a conservative conference slipping drugs in women's drinks. And you know, that's the claim here. If that happened, when she went to go report the rape, they could have done a test. They would have found it in her system. They didn't find it. And she doesn't even know that. I mean, apparently she's saying, well, he might have. I don't know. Things got fuzzy. Well, I don't know. You're drinking all night? Maybe that's why things got fuzzy. It's midnight. It's 1 a.m. You've been drinking all night. Things tend to get fuzzy. There was something in my system. Yeah, all the alcohol was in your system. It has that effect. Okay, so you've got a bunch of verifiable facts leading up to whatever happened in the hotel room, then a bunch of verifiable facts after the hotel room. All we can do then is draw probabilistic conclusions about what happened during that dark spot, during the gap in the story, based on the other stuff that we know with reasonable certainty. And here's what I know with reasonable certainty about the woman. She walked up to a hotel room with a man who is not her husband. Walked, not dragged, not carried, not escorted at gunpoint. Walked. There is no conceivable reason why you would ever do that. Unless you intended to have sex with the person. You know, what was she going up there to play chess? Was she going up there to watch Seinfeld reruns? Which even that, by the way, would be like wildly inappropriate for a married woman to do. But no, she went up there to have sex with him. I feel very, very confident in that assumption. There is one reason and one reason only that a married woman goes to a man's hotel room in the middle of the night. Or an unmarried woman. Okay, there's only one reason why this happens. And only one possible result can be intended. Now, here's what else I feel confident assuming about this woman. And it is an assumption, but she's a liar and she's a very, very bad person. I mean, cheating on your husband is very bad. Going to another man's hotel room while your husband and children are in the hotel in a different room is just, if you are not a totally evil, soulless scumbag, how could you do that? I mean, even if you're just like a regular cheater, bad enough, but even if you're just that level of evil, you would think that the presence of your children and husband in this hotel with you would be, that would be too much guilt. You wouldn't be able to get over that to then go through with this. I mean, to do that is just, it's monstrous. It's like a monstrous level of treachery. In my opinion, I'm talking about my opinion. Like I said, I can't say for sure what happened. I don't know. This is my perspective. From my perspective, this woman is a very, very terrible human being who is obviously willing to lie, to get her way. So, what do I think happened? What's my own theory of the case? I don't think you need to be Sherlock Holmes here. I think it seems to me that she, if I were to explain all these facts, and how do you, what's a theory that makes sense of all it? Well, here's my theory. Again, you don't need to be a professional detective, a private eye, to put it all together. It seems to me that she cheated on her husband and then a few days later lied and said that she was drugged and raped. Why would she make up the story? Well, because she was drinking and flirting with a famous TV personality at a bar in full view of other people. It seems extremely likely that her husband may have heard about that. When he went down to the bar to look for her at 2 a.m. and couldn't find her, like, it seems very likely that either then or at some point shortly after, somebody said something to him. Oh, yeah, you know, I saw with that Pete Hegseth guy. What? Someone with Pete Hegseth? You know, it seems very likely that he had suspicions, unless he's the dumbest person who's ever lived. It seems very likely he had suspicions, and so at some point, you know, the wife could either, she could either be honest and say, yeah, you know, I'm a horrifically evil person who cheated on you while you were watching our kids in a hotel room down the hall. Or she could desperately invent some story to try to avoid accountability. And I think that's what happened. I think that that's what happened here. Just based on my own subjective analysis, that's my theory. And I feel pretty confident in it. And this kind of, look, this, the false accusations, I think are very common. Now, we can't know how common. That's the thing. They're false. It's like, there's no way to quantify them. You hear, you know, sometimes the sort of believe all women types on the other side of this, they'll come up with totally made up statistics about, oh no, false rape accusations only happen X number of percentage, and actual rape is way more common than false rape. You can't know that. It's literally impossible to know that because they're false. So if somebody's falsely accused of rape and it's never discovered that it was false, then we don't know how many times that's happened. There's just no possible way to know. But, so once again, you're left with just using logic and common sense and kind of drawing deductions. And to me, it seems pretty clear that false accusations are probably common. In fact, it seems most reasonable to assume that false accusations are at least as common as rape itself, if not more. Because there are a lot, you know, when you have a case where there's an actual rape that occurs, what kind of man is doing that? What can motivate that? Well, these are, for actual rapists, they are horrifically evil, monstrous men who find pleasure in forcing themselves on women and in the suffering and everything that that causes. Like, these are just the worst of the worst, evil, evil people. Those are the rapists. However many men you have in that category is how many rapists you have. And that exists. That's real. So thank God it's not close to the majority of men or anywhere near that. But, you know, you do have that population. Over on the false rape accusers. Well, what can motivate that? What kind of women do that? Well, you have some women who are just really, really evil monsters themselves, and they get off on destroying men's lives. And they're kind of they're in the same category as the male rapist. This is like their version of rape. They can't actually force themselves physically on men, but they can get their kicks by imposing themselves on men in another way, and they do it that way. So there's that. So it's like, how many horrifically monstrous men do we have? How many horrifically monstrous women do we have? Probably about the same. So already it's reason to believe it's about equal there. But then you've got these other categories. You know, then you have women who resort to false accusations who maybe aren't. Maybe it's not because they enjoy it necessarily, but it's self-preservation. Trying to avoid accountability. They make up the story because the other option is admitting they did something terrible. That's still evil. That's still very evil. But you have the women who resort to this for, maybe we'll say, more practical reasons.
And you add that into the category, which contributes to the false accusers. So you got all the women, these kinds of women, the ones who come up with the false accusations. You got the kinds of men who actually commit rape. Just seems really reasonable to me to assume that it's at least equal in terms of the numbers, which is all the more reason why there just have to be punishments for false accusers. There have to be severe punishments for this stuff. It's so terrible. And the effect that it has on men's lives is so severe that it can't even be quantified. And there have to be punishments. There have to be severe punishments. I mean, I'm not the only one to say that the punishment for a false rape accusation should be the same as the punishment for rape. Whatever penalty, as the woman inventing the story, whatever penalty you were trying to have imposed on a man who's innocent in this case should be imposed on you. Now, that doesn't mean that in a scenario like this, it doesn't mean that if a man's accused of rape and then he's not charged or cleared, that automatically the woman goes to jail. Of course not. Now that's a whole separate crime that has to be investigated. She has to be tried for that. And it has to be proven that she made it up. If it can't be proven, then obviously there's not going to be any criminal penalty there. But we need to start seeing women who falsely accused put on trial and have their own lives put on the line. That's the only way that you could have any chance of stopping some of this sort of thing from happening. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Senate Democrats and Republicans have made a deal on the confirmation of federal judges. More from Bob Agnew.
Under the deal achieved this week, Republicans will allow Democrats to move forward with votes on several nominees to federal district courts. In exchange, Democrats will not pursue confirmation on four appellate nominations, leaving them to be filled by incoming President Donald Trump. Democrats are scrambling to try and confirm more Biden nominees to the federal court than President Trump did in his first term, 245, by the time Biden's term ends in January. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, most voters don't mind one party controlling both the White House and Congress. But since the election, Democrats are now having second thoughts. More on this from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
Latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that 54% of likely U.S. voters are comfortable with one party running the White House, the Senate, and the House of Representatives, including 33% who are very comfortable with it. 41% aren't comfortable with one party rule, including 23% who are not at all comfortable with one party running everything in Washington. The survey of 800 U.S. likely voters was conducted on November 12th through the 14th by Rasmussen Reports. The margin of sampling error was plus or minus 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Bernie Bennett reporting.
President-elect Trump has nominated a critic of COVID-19 health measures to lead the Food and Drug Administration. Dr. Marty McCarry came to national attention for opposing mask mandates and other steps during the pandemic. He is a surgeon, author, and professor at Johns Hopkins University, and is the latest in a string of Trump nominees who are deeply critical of government health regulators and experts as well. NATO and Ukraine will hold emergency talks Tuesday after Russia attacked a central city with a hypersonic ballistic missile that escalated the nearly 33-month-old war. Ukraine's parliament canceled a session yesterday over the security threat. More online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
No. Hi, everyone. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up. This could be the result of asbestos exposure, and you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call us at 800-818-0200. To find out if you qualify for a cash settlement, I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here to help the listeners. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma should give us a call right now and find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call 800-818-0200.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you or a loved one were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, call right now to find out if you qualify for cash compensation. 800-818-0200.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Correspondent Norman Hall reports on a police in Massachusetts in their town blaming a mix-up for the fatal shooting of a pet dog.
Police in Northridge, Massachusetts say an animal control officer shot and killed a pet dog after receiving a report of a coyote. The dog's owner, Kirk Rumford, says his pet was a year-old husky named Odin.
My dog, if anything, looks like a wolf, and there's no wolves in Massachusetts.
Rumford says Odin was a lovable klutz.
He was just cute and he loves everybody.
But Northridge Chief Timothy LaBrie says the animal control officer felt threatened.
When it got within 10 yards, he shot and killed it, and then upon approaching it, learned that it had a collar on a shock collar and a flea collar, so he obviously, that's when he said, oh, geez.
LaBrie says the pet should have been on a leash. The officer won't be disciplined. I'm Norman Hall.
You'll find more breaking news, more on that story, more analysis and headlines, all at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. DirecTV is calling off its planned acquisition of rival Dish.
That's after the offer was rejected by bondholders at the company. The deal was reliant on Dish bondholders agreeing to trade in the debt they held for debt in the new company, a swap that would have cost them about $1.6 billion collectively. The retreat by DirecTV may end a years-long effort by the company to acquire both Dish and Sling after it announced the bid in September. The pay-for-TV market has shifted significantly since, as more and more consumers tune into online streaming platforms. John Scott reporting.
Health officials are confirming bird flu in a California child, the first reported case in a U.S. minor. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention announcing confirmatory test results yesterday. Officials say the child had mild symptoms, was treated with antiviral medication, and is recovering. The child's infection brings the reported number of bird flu cases in this country to 55. More online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Cornerstone Community Bank is proud to partner with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute. We'd like to express our heartfelt gratitude to veterans and active duty service members for their dedication and sacrifice. Cornerstone Community Bank offers personal and business banking solutions tailored to fit your unique needs. We invite you to experience the warmth of banking with us. Visit one of our four branches in Redding, Anderson, or Red Bluff, or online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Linda
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Want to talk to Santa Claus himself?
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
That's right, folks. Santa will be live on the air December 12th from 6:05 to 7 p.m. Tune in to Heroes of the North State, hosted by Michelle Slade of My Umbrella Marketing. Tell Santa your Christmas wishes or just say hi. So mark your calendar for December 12th. Tell a friend and talk to Santa live while making magical memories. Call 530-605-4566 or 530-605-4567. Harvest savings and decorate your home for the fall with unique decor from Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage on Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features unique antique tablecloths, napkins and runners, placemats, silverware and serving trays, plates and glassware to decorate your Thanksgiving table in style. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
A Spanish guy. Well, he's an Italian guy. He's Cristobal Colombo. And Democrats go around throwing red paint on statues of him because they're not on our side. They don't like anything about us. But, Washington, D.C. at $260,000 for per capita income. New York is number two with $110,000. We're way more than twice what New York is. And otherwise, New York would be the wealthiest state with the highest per capita income. Massachusetts, after that, with $105,000. Pretty amazing stuff, I've got to say. Goes on and on from there. Also, the average per capita income, Washington, D.C., according to this analysis, $260,000 a year. Kind of an amazing thing. Compared to other countries, for example, that's sort of remarkable. And again, the average American per capita income is $81,600, but Washington, D.C., $260,000. Pretty, pretty amazing. Yes, sir. And then you've got other countries, compares to other countries like Canada. Canada, for example, America's hat, America's largest national park. I like parks. And they should stop hanging with those forest fires, though, shouldn't they? You know, groom your forests, and not your children. But Canada, at $54,900 per capita income. Washington, D.C., $259,000. That's okay. Germany, $52,000. Deutschland, Deutschland. Amazing stuff. The United Kingdom. Isn't that where, you know, what's-her-name is moving? Smellin' Degenerate. Ellen DeGeneres is moving to the U.K., where the average per capita income is $49,100. But in the District of Columbia, $260,000. Sure. France is $46,000. Italy, $38,000. Japan is only $33,810 average per capita income. But Washington, D.C., $260,000. How could that be? I think I know what the explanation might be. It's the Capitol building. It's the trillions and trillions of dollars that are being doled out by the government, taxpayer dollars. And people come here to tap into that. That's pretty remarkable stuff, I've got to say. Yes, sir. Wah, wah, wah. This is, by the way, according to the International Monetary Fund. They have a bureau there they call the Bureau of Economic Analysis and Census Bureau. That's how they call it at the International Monetary, the IMF. They've got their headquarters here, too. As a matter of fact, because we're doling out so many hundreds of billions to them. Isn't that amazing? Mm-mm-mm. Yes, sir. So the according to the IMF, Washington, D.C. is the place to be if you want to make $260,000 a year. New York, $110,000. Massachusetts, $105,000. Japan, I thought they'd be doing better, $33,810. Wah, wah, wah. So sorry. That is a, hey, Fuji, Let's, hey, hang on a second. A lot of stuff has happened since we last convened 21 hours ago. For example, former Republican member of the House of Representatives, Matt Gaetz, withdrew his name from contention for attorney general because he decided he had had enough fun, and he walked away. And then before too long, President Trump named a replacement, his new nominee, for attorney general of the United States, and it is a woman named Pam Bondi. Pam Bondi, who was the attorney general of the state of Florida, and she's pretty remarkable in a lot of ways, I've got to say, and it looks like she will sail through, probably have no women problems, probably no women problems with Pam Bondi, because she's not a Democrat, so got that. I think that'll be okay. However, I did just hear on the news, on the radio, on WMAL in Washington, I heard that she, after she left the attorney general slot in the state of Florida, she may have done some work for a lobbying firm. So I know that the Democrats are rummaging through their garbage cans at the lobbying firm right now, which they love doing. They love dressing up like women and rummaging through dumpsters and things, looking for Hunter Biden's guns and cocaine and women and stuff like that. But women? Well, you know, you might find some of his women in dumpsters. I'm just saying. But Pam Bondi apparently did a bit of work for a lobbying firm. So the Democrats, they're right now scrounging, and they got hackers on the job trying to hack into computer systems, and they want her emails, they want her social media, they want everything. They want the lobbying firm and everybody that's ever worked there, because they got to trash her somehow. It's what the vicious people, I almost used a bad word, it's what they do. Because they want to destroy everything. But great stuff. Ex-Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi, now the nominee for Attorney General of the United States. I think she should bring in Matt Gaetz when she becomes Attorney General and let him talk about the political hit job that the Justice Department did on him and, you know, got 1,000 negative headlines about him, about Gaetz, and then they dropped the investigation because what does it matter to them? Honestly, it's all about the smear. Amazing stuff. So Pam Bondi is new pick for U.S. Attorney General. And headline today, we were talking about it yesterday, and now Mediaite, left-wing Mediaite, they're not known for being correct and breaking a lot of news. But who can say? The people at Mediaite, Trump is considering Dan Bongino as Secret Service director of the Secret Service. He'd certainly make an excellent director of the Secret Service, former Secret Service agent himself. He knows how to communicate, and there's a lot going on at the Secret Service. So Dan Bongino, they're in the news again today, was in the news yesterday, was all over the news on CNN night before last and yesterday morning, Baltimore News yesterday. Dan Bongino's name being bandied about as the possible director of the United States Secret Service. Could certainly do a lot worse. And also, the Democrats are still counting votes in House races. Now, that sleazy, the disgraced former senator in Pennsylvania, he finally conceded. And I have a clip, his whole concession I could care less about. But he posted something of a concession speech, but it's got weasel words in it that I want to draw your attention to because he's a weasel. And, you know, Democrat senator from Pennsylvania, hey, let's count again. Let's keep counting until we've got one more vote than the other guy, and then we'll stop counting. We've got this pretty amazing stuff on that, and you spotted it, right, Michael? I said the thing, and I'm like, hey, listen to what Weasel Man says, because pretty amazing stuff. But the Republican candidate in the state of Pennsylvania has won the contest. The Democrats, you know, they're still counting. Again, they're still counting votes in California for a couple of House races. They're still counting votes for three different House races. And they'd be happy to count the votes of the dead and unsigned ballots and ballots that shouldn't be counted, just like they're doing in Pennsylvania. All kinds of stuff going on there. So I want to share some of that with you, too. Also, Joe Biden yesterday had the Boston Celtics at the White House because NBA championship and all that stuff. And Joe Biden botched it pretty badly. And apparently, according to multiple news reports, he screwed up and gave away his Secret Service code name, which is not Cobra, Cobra, Cobra. Normally, that's just when he's walking around naked. But we have lot of interesting stuff on that, I've got to say. Also, I don't want to say it's a funny story, but it's an interesting, I'll just call it an interesting story. The Manhattan radical left-wing extremist anti-Trump jihadi Nazi fascist communist Alvin Bragg, the district attorney there, who is, of course, a George Soros district attorney. Manhattan district attorney Alvin Bragg's assistant was robbed and attacked by an illegal alien with five arrests since 2023. And for Democrats following along at home, it is now 2024. That's only 1 year later, if you're counting along. So the assistant to the George Soros radical left-wing extremist Trump lynch mob guy, Alvin Bragg, his assistant robbed and attacked by an illegal alien, a dirty, rotten, stinking, criminal, filthy, illegal alien that the Democrats waved into the country enthusiastically, had five arrests, but was not deported. Because Democrats want more murder and more crime. Oh, also, you see, and I didn't get to it yesterday, but another story based on the statistics that the Biden Justice Department and their Bureau of Justice Statistics has been lying all along about homicides in the United States of America. We reported about a month ago on how they lied about crimes and the crime rates. Oh, crime is down everywhere. They're lying. Now we have more specific numbers on the homicides, and the Democrats, they've been lying about how many homicides there are. You know, the problem is not our guns. It's your sons, you Democrats. Unbelievable. You people. A Honduran migrant charged in rape on Virginia, in Virginia, or on a running trail, has a history of sex offenses. But again, you got a Soros prosecutor out there. And, hey, let's let the illegal alien rapist go to rape again. So they did that again and again because Democrats want more murder and they want more rape. Democrats are not on our side. Boy, are they not on our side. Amazing stuff. These people, can I just say? These people. All right, so we've got that. Amazing stuff. And also in D.C., this was in the Metro sectional in today's Washington Post, which I have with me right here, got on my front doorstep this morning. D.C. police arrest serial sex abuser who assaulted at least 12 women. At least 12 women. And here's a guy who, they don't say it, but he assaulted 12 assaults in D.C., 2 miles from where I live in Washington, D.C., an area where a lot of people go, between 2021, when Biden and Harris came in, and 2024, he used a gun to sexually assault at least 12 women in the Columbia Heights area of Washington, D.C. And now he's been arrested. His name is Uwana Ubom. Uwana Ubom, 35 years old, started in 2021. I'm going to guess he came into the country in 2021 when Joe Biden opened up the borders. Now, the news media doesn't say that, but, you know, they have an aversion to telling the truth because they're not journalists at all. But Uwana Ubom, 35 years old, now a resident of Northwest Washington, D.C., got a gun, I'm guessing an illegal gun, sexually assaulted at least 12 women in one neighborhood, a neighborhood and a half in Northwest Washington, D.C. And the news media won't say. It's just 2021 and 2024. When did Uwana Ubom come into the country? Is he here legally? I think these are salient questions in Joe Biden's America. The news media will not ask them because they are the most corrupt institution in America. And as I mentioned, the FBI's Biden-era murder estimates are far below the number of homicides recorded on death certificates. But the Democrats don't care. Also, the FBI director has refused to show up for two congressional hearings this week to answer questions about crime and about skewing the statistics. He just didn't show up, along with the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, nominated and appointed by Joe Biden, didn't show up for his congressional hearings in the House or the Senate. Not a thing. It's all okay. And the transgender volleyball player that the Democrats support, I support the women rather than the man pretending to be a woman who wants to beat up women because he's got mommy problems or something. But I think the Democrats got a lot of splaining to do. Maybe they should show up on Capitol Hill when they're subpoenaed to do so. We are at 888-630-9625.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Did you know that more strokes occur between November and February? The holidays can be a time of stress, disrupted routines, and overindulgence. But this holiday season, you can do something so easy to manage your heart health. CardioMobile 6L is a small medical-grade personal EKG device that records right to your phone. It records six lead EKGs, that's more than any smartwatch, and it's FDA cleared to check for AFib, a leading cause of stroke. Now, I know you're probably thinking, who can afford that? The answer is, you can. It records more heart data than any smartwatch at a fraction of the cost. And now, for a limited time, you can get the CardioMobile 6L for its lowest price ever, just $99. There's no better gift for yourself or for a loved one this holiday season. And for just $99, there's no better time. So go to Cardia.com, that's K-A-R-D-I-A.com, or Amazon and order your CardioMobile 6L today. Sponsored by AliveCor.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously, but what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 30th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee, so you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 30th, so call now and you'll save even more. Here's the number, 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now, there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
IZERVAY is proven to slow GA progression.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
IZERVAY or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. IZERVAY can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. IZERVAY may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about IZERVAY today.
IZERVAY gets GA going slower.
Visit IZERVAY.com. That's IZERVAY.com.
Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying. But you can protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security. Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plans. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. In my line of work, I've seen firsthand how fast the world can change. With rising geopolitical tensions and inflation eating your buying power, it's time to take action. For me, that means gold. And for gold, I exclusively trust Advantage Gold. I urge you to do the same. Call them now at 800-900-8000 for a free gold guide to discover the security that comes with owning precious metals. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
Bum, 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 bum. Our media is the most corrupt institution in America. Here's the MSNBC headline. Now, Jose Ibarra, who murdered Lake and Riley while trying to rape her illegal alien Venezuelan gang member, waved into the country by the Democrats to rape and murder because they like rape and murder. The headline at MSNBC from their fake legal analyst is, Lake and Riley's killer never stood a chance. I'm sorry, what? Lake and Riley's killer never stood a chance? For all the political controversy surrounding Jose Ibarra, the outcome of this trial was never in doubt. Well, then there was the DNA evidence and the video evidence, and, you know, there was, they're on the side of the murderer and the rapist. They're Democrats. Let's grab a quick phone call, Michael. Let's go to John, calling from Washington, D.C. Oh, John, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, John, Chris, long-time listener, fourth-time caller now. I had a thought I wanted to share. You know, we're talking about deporting up to whatever it is, 25 million people. You know, the Democrats are going to have a field day with that in terms of messaging. It's going to be, oh, this is genocide. This is, you know, Nazi, Hitler, World War II stuff. So I had a thought. I did a lot of research on tourist visas, and I found some really interesting information. For example, just to apply for a tourist visa, you need to spend $185 for the application. And if you overstay this six-month tourist visa, then you have to pay $1,000. So that's almost $5 billion worth of revenue, and then another $25 billion worth of revenue right there. But more interestingly, it puts these 25 million people in a box.
Well, the Democrats would have us pay their fines for them.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned, family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Join Shasta College Saturday and Sunday, December 7th and 8th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Shasta College Farm for their annual Country Christmas Fair and Tree Sale. They have a wide variety of trees to choose from. And come and get your Christmas shopping done early with handcrafted gifts, plus proceeds will benefit Shasta College students. In addition to shopping, you can enjoy the free family fun activities with a bounce house for the kids and a petting zoo, too. It's all happening at the Shasta College Farm. Bring six non-perishable canned food items and receive $3 off one tree. Canned food will be donated to the Good News Rescue Mission.
Riverfront Playhouse presents Gaslight Theater's Christmas Vacation by Katherine Burns and Mike Urema, with musical arrangements by Josh Lamoureux, directed by Aaron Stewart. See this delightful musical comedy set in a small town where Mark Grinsworth aims to create the ultimate Christmas for his family while maintaining his streak in the annual Holiday Lights contest. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Gaslight Theater, Christmas Vacation, November 29th through December 15th. Sponsored by this station and these Pro Arts businesses.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence. You can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
The end of the world and certain death for everyone here. And then they say it's going to be 4 years. And then 5 years later, the deadline passes. And they just don't mention it, right, Jeff? I mean, they just don't say anything. They just stop talking about it.
Well, exactly. I figure we can have a party in 4 years. I think we have 4 years left. That's in my count.
Well, Bernie Sanders in 2018, he said we had 2018. That's only 6 years ago. He said we had 12 years.
We have 12 years.
We have 12 years, he said. And AOC, she also told us, I think, she told us, didn't we have 9 years? And that was a number of years ago. And Greta Von Thunberg, they told us we only had so many years. I kind of like Katie Porter the best because she just told her 9-year-old that the earth is on fire and we're all going to die soon. No specifics. She can't be pinned down on the number of years. It's just soon, which is good and apocalyptic, I've got to say. Yeah. So, Jeff, what do you think that maybe they're not telling us the truth? Is that your concern?
Have they ever?
That's the thing about them, isn't it? They don't, and they just lie about everything. What did I text about this morning? They were lying about something this morning that made me laugh out loud. They're just completely nuts. Remember they told us right before the election that hackers, we had headlines. Where is that story? Because I even pulled up a story on it today. The news media had all kinds of stories because the federal government, the Biden administration, that is, they were telling us, oh, U.S. cybersecurity officials warn of foreign efforts to sow doubt in our elections, right, around the elections. And NBC and PBS, and they were all over it because the Biden administration, the Democrat Party, told the news media what to publish, what to print, what to yell about. And then the news media published it, printed it, and panicked about it and tried to spread panic that the Russians and others were going to hack our election. And, of course, none of this happened, but the Associated Press, with their headline after the election, the U.S. election was largely trouble-free, but a flood of misinformation raises future concerns. They got the misinformation thing here again, Jeff. You remember Hillary Clinton a few weeks ago said that people who are spreading what she calls misinformation should probably face charges, civil charges and criminal charges that could put you in prison.
There are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda.
You?
And whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence.
Yeah, it'd be a better deterrent if you're criminally charged, right, for misinformation. Mm-hmm. And then the Associated Press comes out with, well, the U.S. election was largely trouble-free, but they're upset that they lost. But there was a lot of misinformation November 8th from the Associated Press. And this is, you know, the left is, these people are not really any different than commies in the 20th century. They've updated because of social media and things, but these people, the propaganda that these people peddle is beyond description.
Clearly, Putin's interfering in our election, and Musk is helping him. And Musk is also helping Trump.
Victoria Nuland, a career Washington apparatchik, who certainly comes in the way high end of the income, the average income in Washington, D.C. She's the one who told us about the Russian playbook and how you accuse the other guy of doing what you're doing. That's Victoria Nuland. And Elon Musk, see, because Elon Musk must be vilified now that he's not a charter member of the Democrat Party Club, which he was right up until the moment that he bought Twitter. And then he became a villain who must be destroyed. He must be vilified. And then he started hanging out with Trump because he saw that the censorship crowd, the so-called Democratic Party, which is not democratic at all, they were coming after free speech. And this immigrant from South Africa, Elon Musk, said, well, I think free speech in the United States is kind of important. If you kill it here, then you kill it everywhere. And that's what the left is doing. But the lies are so big, Jeff, that no one would dare not believe them. They've adopted the practices of the Soviet Union and in many cases of Nazi Germany. While they accuse everybody else of being Nazis, they're calling for wiping Israel off the map. They're terrorizing Jewish students and professors and staff and faculty on college campuses and beyond. The left is coming for your rights. And these crazy people, just nuts. I am telling you. Man, oh man. So what do we do about it, Jeff?
I don't know. You vote. There's nothing. You do the best you can and you keep rolling forward. See, eventually, they don't have children. I figure we have kids. You raise your kids right. And hopefully the world keeps spinning as long as it survives the next 4 or 5 years or however long they're telling us.
Yeah.
But it's always the rules for thee and not for me. It's constant.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what it is, if it's a local school board all the way up to Congress.
Yeah, we vote, raise kids properly, but that's why the left took over the school system, because, you know, what was it that Lenin said? Give me a child for 5 years and I'll give you a Bolshevik for life, something very much like that. And the left, hey, they've adopted that Leninist axiom. And they've implemented it in public schools, first in universities. Then it trickled down because of Randy Weingarten and the very corrupt radical extremist left-wing teachers unions. And they have corrupted our curricula, including the man-on-boy sex charts and books like Gender Queer for grammar schools and the twerking classes by transgender strippers in first grade. They're corrupting everything. And then they have after-school Satan Club. Remarkable things going on in our world right now. You know, what do we do, Jeff? We pay close attention. We learn. We educate ourselves. We don't accept the propaganda that we're being fed, the brainwashing that is infecting our culture, our society. Our corrupt news media must be smashed, must be defeated, must be replaced with truth-tellers, which you'll find on the radio station that you're listening to right now. Because we're about telling the truth. We like the truth. Me and the people that, whatever station you may be listening on, I suspect that your lineup is made up of truth tellers and truth seekers who have had it up to here. I'm holding my hand perpendicular across my forehead. And honestly, the lies that we're told these days, that's what must be defeated, Jeff, is the big lie. The lie. And these people are such liars. It's just extraordinary. Jeff, thank you. Thank you for the call. Thank you for caring. Listen, and you try to raise the kids. That's why people are homeschooling. People are pulling kids out of the public school system, which has been so corrupted by the filthies that you can't, you know, your kid graduates from high school and can't read. That's happening all over the country. Much less does the young person graduating high school, theoretically going into college, perhaps going into the workplace. People graduate from high school not knowing how to read, not knowing what happened in 1776, not knowing what happened on December 7th, 1941, not knowing anything about anything. But they hate Ronald Reagan. They don't know when he was president, but they know that they hate Ronald Reagan because they teach hatred for America and Americans and that all white people are racist and all black people are victims and you can never succeed if you're black and you're guaranteed to get a free ride through life if you're white. And they create racial polarization, gender polarization. Speaking of which, we've got, I mentioned, Lake and Riley, and we have Riley Gaines today, too. Turns out that Riley Grant, the great Riley Gaines, the swimmer who's standing up for women's rights against the Democratic Party, which is looking to destroy, crush, trample women's rights. Riley Gaines, it turns out, is married to a British guy, an English guy. Can you believe that? From England. He seems fine, though. And he, because he's a British guy, he's an immigrant to the United States, and he's here on a visa, and now he's married for a couple of years now, I think, to a wonderful American, just great, Riley Gaines. And he is being harassed by the Biden fascist government, demanding that he get the latest update, and he's a young, healthy guy, and they're demanding, they've got a gun to his head, like, you can't stay if you don't get the latest vaccine for COVID. Isn't the COVID epidemic over? The pandemic is over, isn't it? But he's an immigrant. Now, every illegal alien that came across our border, they're not required to have that vaccine or any other vaccine because the Democrats are not on our side, and they're not on the side of science, and they're not on the side of common sense. They're not on the side of anything good. Yeah, but this is kind of a remarkable story, actually. Jeff, thank you for the... Listen, we've got to care. We've got to tell the truth. We've got to fight against the big lie. Raise children to be sane, and they have to be educated outside of the government school system. Remarkable stuff. And I've got a little Brian Williams. Remember him? He was fired by NBC News, I think, for lying a whole lot. But let's go to soundbite number 16, because this morning on the television, the wonderful women's rights advocate, a real women's rights advocate, not the fake ones that the left have, Riley Gaines, college swimming champion, had a man with male genitalia swimming against her and beating all the women, and the Democrats applauded because they're mentally ill and they have gender dysphoria, mommy issues, daddy issues, gender, genital issues. They got all kinds of problems. But his name is Lewis Barker. And it's like Parker, but with a B, Barker. And he seems like a perfectly nice guy. And he came to the United States, and he met Riley Gaines in college, and they got married, and they seem pretty happy. But he's a foreigner, so they've got a gun to his head. And here he is. His name is Lewis Barker.
So I came over in 2018 on a swim scholarship to University of Kentucky. Was extremely fortunate to meet my beautiful bride within 24 hours of getting here in the U.S. as a freshman.
Came over on a swimming scholarship from England, and he got to college at Kentucky, and he met his beautiful bride within 24 hours. That, you know, America had been very, very good to him, I've got to say. And Lewis Barker, they got married real quick, too.
We got married right after our senior year in college, and that's when my immigration story started, and that was 2.5 years ago. Put the immigration go through the immigration process, you put your application in. They give you a little bit of information every 6 months saying, we need this, we need that. And I believe it was April this year, they said, hey, we need you to complete the COVID-19 vaccine series. So they're going to hold people hostage who want to enter this country the right way, the legal way, to get these shots that are causing major health problems in young, healthy people. But on the other side of that, you commit a felony, enter the country illegally, don't show that you have any vaccines, and you get fast-tracked citizenship.
I want to give this guy citizenship on a fast track. He's going to be a very good American. He's already a good American. He's better than your average Democrat. He's better than Joe Biden. Riley Gaines is a lucky guy as his wife.
My reaction is what a mess our immigration system, our government has created for hardworking, tax-paying, American-loving individuals like my husband. We see where illegal immigration is essentially celebrated. It's rewarded. You walk across the southern border, you're given a driver's license, you're given money, you're given housing in many cases, and people like my husband aren't even able to travel outside of this country because they're not guaranteed access back into this country, and he's done everything the right way. So it's a burden that our government has placed on people, your everyday Americans.
Yeah, and... you know, you're legal, you're healthy, he's a college athlete, a swimmer, and they're putting a gun to his head. No, you have to get the latest. I don't have to get the latest vaccine, do I? Because I won't, and I haven't, and I'm not going to. And if you're a legal immigrant, then they'll harass you and threaten you if you're an illegal alien, as you just heard from Riley Gaines and from her husband, Lewis Barker. Then they've got medical requirements for you, but millions and millions of illegal alien gang members are marauding and raping and murdering, and the Democrats turn a blind eye to that. The biggest threat to civilization today is the Democrat Party in the United States.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Scott Ferguson at American Medical Plans wants to remind you that if you pay for your own health insurance, open enrollment ends January 13th. If you're looking for coverage, don't go online looking for quotes. You'll get bombarded with spam. Instead, call Scott Ferguson. He's an expert with more than 30 years' experience. He can provide sound advice for your health insurance needs. If you qualify, American Medical Plans lets you pick your doctors, and their plans cost 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. The monthly premiums are independent of your income, so there will be no surprise tax bills. If you pay for your own health insurance, own a small business, you're uninsured, you're on COBRA, or your employer coverage just costs too much, call Scott Ferguson at 833-500-7526. That's 833-500-7526. Or go to AmericanMedicalPlans.com. That's AmericanMedicalPlans.com. They will custom design a plan managed by you, not the government.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrade? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Jose stands tall atop his sustainable flooring company.
Totally. It's renewable and moisture resistant, but we have several green options too. Or we got some beautiful reclaimed oak.
By his success, he needs to hire more installers.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credits and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Do you have a special needs child or an older adult in your home? The risk of them leaving the house unnoticed is real and terrifying. But you can protect your loved ones with Vivint Home Security. Right now, Vivint is offering a free doorbell camera with any new plan, plus free installation and low monthly monitoring plans. Call 800-953-6693. That's 800-953-6693. Monthly service agreement required for free installation.
Former CIA officer Jason Hansen here. As someone who's dedicated my life to protecting people, I know the importance of guarding what matters most. Right now, with global instability and the dollar's declining value, that means securing your financial assets with gold. For me, I trust Advantage Gold with my own investments. Give them a call at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide. Again, call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
This is an urgent announcement for anyone that's $10,000 or more in debt. Before you make another minimum payment, you need to know there are special programs that can completely free you of your debt. Total Financial Freedom can help you become debt-free in months instead of years. Resolve your credit card debt, signature loans, department store cards, internet loans, and timeshares. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-832-2366 for a free consultation. For 17 years, Total Financial Freedom has helped thousands Americans get out of debt. You can feel confident when calling because Total Financial Freedom is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Battling for years and years stuck in the endless cycle of minimum payments could take decades. You have the right to get your debt resolved and substantially reduce your monthly payments. Call Total Financial Freedom now at 800-832-2366. That's 800-832-2366. 800-832-2366.
Not available in all states.
Do you have over $10,000 in credit card debt? If you're feeling the financial impact with unprecedented economic challenges, DebtLew is here for you. With DebtLew's success guarantee, you pay nothing unless your debt is reduced or completely resolved.
I'm just living sky high right now. I'm very thankful for it, and the team at DebtLew are phenomenal. They're able to work with you. They're great.
Call for your free debt resolution information now. 800-200-6895. 800-200-6895.
Bum, 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 bum. We got a lot coming up. We got John Fetterman. I've got Pam Bondi for you. I've got the crazy media attacking in all directions at once. There may be a mass self-immolation of the entire Democrat Party. If you know any Democrats, have any Democrat family members, make sure they don't have any cans of gasoline or Zippo lighters. You know, a Bic lighter probably won't work very well. Let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Susan, calling from Charleston, South Carolina. Susan, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. Thanks for taking my call. I want to let you know I grew up in a mafia town in North Jersey. It was very safe. But it wasn't until I taught in the next town, and that town was what The Sopranos was modeled on, that I really began to understand what it was like. There were, for example, two kids in the back of the room who were runners. And when I questioned them about it and said, what, are you working for the mafia? There was a silence in the room. And the kids looked up and said, we really like you, teacher. We don't use that word here. We say La Familia or Cosa Nostra. And I took their advice. And a few months later, there was a young man who was the son of one of La Familia people, and he was a leader in the school, blamed for a lot of things, and he was causing trouble in the study hall. So I offered to take him out, and he helped me put up bulletin boards, clean up the room. I supervised him with homework. So one day I heard my name called on the loudspeaker, and the principal called me to his office. It was a police officer, principal, and this young man, who I'll call Daniel, and his dad were there. And so there had been a fight in the school, and he had used me as his alibi that he was putting up a bulletin board. So the principal said to me, we all know that's not right. And I said, well, actually it is. And he tried to persuade me, but I stuck to my guns. And so he and the police officer were conferring, and as I was walking out, the dad came up, took my hand, and said, thank you. So I said, well, you know, I only did it because...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.